ships at sea. Hey, it's Christmas in January as we eagerly await Santa Murphy as he slides down the chimney of disappointment only on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, speaking of which, get some Christmas music ready. Hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Monday, January 28th.
Right.
Phone numbers, you just heard him from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home studios, WJFK, is where we are today, 202-432-1067. And from New York, on WNEW, 877-692-1027. Here he is, a backup quarterback to Kurt Warner. Guy never sees any action at all. Number zero in your program.
That's double zero.
You see him on the sidelines. There he is, Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Big Jack, the action-packed jam, full of junk show today. Wow. Guests, we'll have winners of contests.
What's going on?
I got a weekend recap to tell you about. We got the NFL playoffs to talk about. Damned exciting games.
Damn.
But really, we've got to start with... you have the Christmas music?
On the way.
On the way? Had a little challenge on Friday's episode.
Yeah, is he even here? Or is his stuff here?
One of them is here.
Ah, goodness, I like that suspense.
Let me just say, one of them is here. Here's the deal. You know, today on the show, we're going to be selecting the five finalists for the Las Vegas-style show at your home this Saturday night, Super Bowl Saturday. We're going somewhere in America to do a live Las Vegas-style show from somebody's house. And that includes all of the hangers-on. That includes Dennis, Tom, Homo Joe,
the entourage,
Mr. 40, Grady Smoke,
Howard Fosse,
Cheryl, the big dyke, everybody. However, now here's the deal. We've had a relationship with major effing star Dennis Murphy for, hell, over 13 years. Dennis has been associated with the show
right. In
some way or another.
It is a relationship where we have given and given and given.
And we never ask for anything in return except...
So we don't, Don.
Except Christmas gifts.
That's about it.
That's all we ask.
And an occasional, you know, report on some of the exotic places he's going to.
Yeah, some of the old broads that he's banging off the internet and stuff
exactly. Like that.
But
that's all.
And the gifts that we're looking for Dennis, I know I speak for everyone... Nothing extravagant, nothing expensive, nothing exotic.
No, but simply, I mean, you know, nice.
Simply something that says, hey, you know what? Here you go, guys. It's my gift to you, being as you give me, Dennis Murphy, the gift year-round.
And I should go one step further to say that we did not instigate this policy.
Oh,
this
no.
was begun by Dennis Murphy himself. He started the tradition when, right around the holidays, I think perhaps even, dare I say, before Christmas.
Oh, no. No, you're right. It started before Christmas.
Dennis dropped off gifts and wanted to come in and make a big presentation.
He would dress like Santa Claus.
And, of course, as soon as you do that, you set the precedent.
Yes, he did. So, he would come in and we would have a nice time. He'd come in a Santa suit and give us the gifts. And, frankly, sometimes we would accept them. Sometimes we would return them to the store. But
sometimes they were marvelous. I remember years and years ago... A golf shirt that he gave me, which was absolutely top shelf.
And I know Buzz always looked forward to the sweater.
The sweaters, and I got a nice clock from him one year.
But anyway, the last couple of years, Dennis has been worse and worse about this. Last year, the Christmas gifts did not arrive until March.
Right.
So we got him on the phone Friday.
And they were hustled in from the local mall where he had been an hour earlier.
Yeah,
so
in shopping bags.
In shopping bags on racks.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got the Las Vegas-style show in someone's home on Saturday night. And, well, we laid down the law to Dennis. Sometimes we got to do that with him. We said, frankly, you got to show up Monday with the gifts
right.
or you can forget coming to the Las Vegas-style show at a listener's home. And he originally started... With his line of, I can't do it, I'm too
right.
busy.
Mm-hmm. And then we explained to him, well, you don't have to be here if you have to be at work.
Right.
You can go out over the weekend, purchase the gifts, and leave them at the front desk here in the morning on your way into work, or perhaps even on Sunday.
And then moments later, Dennis's arch rival, Tom Gavin, called in.
The Lex Luthor of the relationship.
And Tom called and said that he would like to bring gifts down, and at that point... The challenge was thrown out.
He explained also that his schedule was clear.
Whichever one
Great.
Whichever one of these two longtime friends of this show
and longtime rivals
showed up first with Christmas gifts on today's show.
Right.
Today, on January 28th, more than a month past Christmas, that would be the one who we invite to come to the listeners' home with us for the Las Vegas Style Show.
That's it.
And I am telling you that we have a winner already.
How exciting is this?
Would you please, I don't want to give anything away, but wheel him in here, please.
Bring in Santa.
Bring in the secret Santa.
The new Santa who will be enjoying his time with us at the Las Vegas Style Show Saturday night.
As they do on Miss America, would you like to hear a message from our second place contestant?
I would love to.
All right, let me dial it up.
Okay, hold on. Before you bring the winner in, let's hear what the second place contestant has to say.
Well, that'll certainly reveal the winner, I suppose. Since there are only two.
Outstanding.
The bitter rival.
Hold on. Tell the winner not to come in yet.
Well, secret's out of the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wheeling in would also be
a monster in the hallway.
Hold on. Let's hear the message, though, from Dennis first. Rob's pulling it up on the voicemail now.
Any moment now. I'm sure it'll answer.
Oh, we got the worst voicemail at this station.
We got the worst everything at this station.
We got the best manager, Mike.
We do indeed.
We got the best gosh darn manager in the world.
He's got the nicest car.
Okay, you got it? What's the problem? What's the dealio?
Lisa
will do it. Lisa came in this morning and incidentally announced to us she's late. Oh. You interpret that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, any way you wish.
The following week.
In February.
This is a new call. My
look,
number
301.
Okay,
all right. Hold
that down.
You know what's funny?
Didn't we make it indelibly clear that he didn't have to be here?
Yes.
That all he had to do is go out on the weekend, get the gifts, and leave a package here.
But I think it's nice that he said he'd love to come in next week.
He'd love to. Well, you know, he loves our listeners.
He does love the listeners.
He does indeed. Well, you know, that whole sick in bed with the flu routine isn't going to fly.
No.
I mean, that's just not going to fly.
No, inventory, I don't know. Who does inventory where you can't take an hour out of your schedule?
An hour.
I mean, can he count sofas later?
Just to fly by the mall. Let's welcome now in this Battle of the Titans. Not since they had Superman and Batman fight it out has there been a fight of this magnitude.
Hey, Santa!
Here comes
Hey, Santa, get excited! Get excited! Get excited!
Here comes your monster.
Yeah! Yeah!
Tom.
Yeah!
Gavin.
Yeah!
Not now, Mike.
Yeah!
Hi there, you
Not
monster.
Not now, Mike.
What the hell does that mean? What do you mean?
Oh, hey, Charlie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm the second Charlie.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Hi. Hey, Tom.
Hey,
you monster. Roar.
Roar.
Who did you defeat today?
Dennis Murphy.
What do you think of Dennis Murphy?
What does that mean?
Thumbs down the hole.
How does it feel to be the number one star on the Don and Mike show now?
Yes.
Replacing Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
What do you think of Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
What do you think of Dennis Murphy?
You suck, Dennis.
What does Dennis suck? Don't say the word. Just use the initial.
He sucks F.
He sucks F.
I like it.
Okay.
Fine.
All right, well, Tom,
yes.
I see that you have not only your cane, but you have a...
I got some presents for you all.
A shopping some type.
Yeah.
So, Tom, did you spend the better part of the weekend trying to think about what we'd like for presents?
Yes.
See?
Nice.
He was thinking about us, Don, unlike Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
Dennis sucks.
Yeah, Dennis sucks.
Dennis
F. Right, Rob?
Right, Tom.
Yeah, Rob!
Yeah, Tom!
Yeah, Rob!
Yeah, Rob!
Yeah, Tom!
Yeah!
Fire of the TV to stoke.
Come on,
And it wasn't like this in the New England Patriots dressing room yesterday.
Yeah.
Won the game, for God's sake.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, let's cough up that lung better. So what would you like to say before you present the gifts? You're the winner. What would you like to say to Dennis, who will not be joining us at the Las Vegas Style Show on Saturday night?
You want a paper towel? Your head's sweating.
No, I like it like that because it's
cool.
It glistens.
Yes.
And...
What would you like to say, a sexy, damn sexy, what would you like to say to Dennis, who will not be joining us at the Las Vegas Style Show?
Hey, Dennis, I'm sorry you missed out. I'm the number one person.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to the Las Vegas Style Show at the house.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
And if anybody's out there, could call and ask me questions.
Let's not do that yet.
Let's don't do that yet.
Let's get the gifts.
All right.
Tom, paper towel for your head?
Yes, please.
You know, and again,
Joe?
Whatever Tom got for us does not matter. It's
no.
the thought that counts.
Absolutely.
Right. My question is, Tom,
I have a feeling we're all going to be very pleased.
Tom, did you select these gifts yourself?
Yes.
Or did you have help?
No.
He got him. He's reaching into his bag.
He made the selections on his own.
Is that your own cart, Tom?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Very nice cart. Now, who gets their gifts first?
It looks like you do, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Nylon tip, just like the ones I use, you remember.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Look at these drumsticks, everybody.
Yeah, Tom.
Look at that.
What a thoughtful gift.
Yeah, you forgot.
Very thoughtful. That's a terrific gift. And you brought some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What'd you get? What's in here?
What is this?
What's the... Oh, drumsticks.
More drumsticks.
You brought drumsticks.
Actual.
There you go.
Actual KFC. When did you buy the KFC, Tom? When did you get that? When did you buy that? What time of day? Today did you get those?
This morning.
Oh, they're fresh, then.
Fresh drumsticks. So he brought you drumsticks and drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're brave, Mike. Now you're eating the drumsticks.
Yeah.
Drumsticks that have been brought in by Tom Gaffin.
This tastes like butt.
Yeah. This Christmas, give the gift of Tomei.
But it's the thought that counts.
All right, already, look at that. He's a step ahead of Dennis. He brought you drumsticks and
Robert,
drumsticks.
Robert, can I have a paper towel, too, please?
I'm going to throw up.
No.
Thoughtful gift.
All right, look at this. All right, Tommy.
And I like Joe to come in. I got him a present, too.
All right.
Even something for Joe.
Joe's on the phone right now. Let's go past Joe.
We'll come back to Joe, Tom. Who's next?
I like these sticks, though.
Oh, wow. Did you buy those yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Tom,
yes?
He's got your gift.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead, show it to him. Look at that.
Cigars.
Look at that. Tom, Gavin, for goodness sakes.
The kind you wanted.
The kind you wanted, Don.
I will give him credit. They are a Toro Fuente 858.
He got you good stuff. Tom.
Very nice.
Tom, I thank you. Tom, I seriously thank you.
Way to go, Tom.
I will light one of these babies up during the show today.
It's a well thought out gift.
Oh, boy, look at this. I see what he's got. Who's next, Tom?
Rob A's next.
Rob A, look what he got for you.
Look,
a six-pack of Beck's beer.
Nice.
There it is. Look at that.
You know what?
Nice job.
You know what?
What?
I had it in my refrigerator all night so they can get cold for you. You have one right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Look at that. Look, Dennis Murphy, you could be as thoughtful as Tom.
Look at this. And I just want to point out for those who know anything about cigars,
mm-hmm.
The Tom got me five very, very nice quality Fuente cigars.
Tom, have you touched any of this chicken?
No.
Okay.
The cigars came in a bag that has a humidification device inside.
Oh,
wow. So sophisticated.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Tom.
And can I have Buzz in here?
Yes,
Buzz.
Come on in, Buzz.
Come in, please, Buzz.
You know, this is great. This is like Christmas in January.
Great.
All right, what do we have for Buzz?
What did you get him?
Oh, look, it's
what did he get you?
It's a pot. I guess to grow some kind of plant in.
That's supposed to be weed.
It's a baggie with some kind of plant material in it. That's not illegal.
Way to go, Tom.
And some kind of mechanical device.
Look at what Tom has done for all of that.
That's
a pipe.
Yeah.
A pipe for his pot.
This is a smash hit.
Some weed.
This is a smash hit from Tom Gavin.
Very thoughtful. Again, another gift.
No.
He's going to show Buzz how to use it now.
Hey, pass that over, Lisa.
It's growing.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Look at this pipe.
I know.
Look at this pipe.
Oh, what's this?
Yeah, what'd you get Joe?
Joe's got something.
Did these come from the pharmacy at where you live?
No.
What is it, Joe? This is a radio, Joe. Just sort of describe what's going on.
Well, he got me some guitar picks.
Hey, guitar picks. All right.
Thank you, Tommy.
You're welcome, buddy.
Look at this, Tom.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Super fan.
There he is.
What do you get? What do you get for Lisa?
There she is.
Right, radio, Tom. Talk about what you're doing.
Yes, I'm opening the bag for Lisa.
Okay.
And look.
What is it, Lisa? What
I
is
got DNA.
Chocolate D&Ds.
Oh, chocolate genitals.
Oh, you got Lisa chocolate genitals. Way to go.
Again, a well-thought-out gift.
No, wait, hold on.
Also,
you got something else?
Chocolate balls.
Also. Oh, look, real chocolate candy bars.
That's Lisa, and
who's that one for?
If Charlie can come down.
Charlie Royal's busy.
Charlie's busy.
I'll pass it on. How about that?
We can have an honorary presentation.
You know, look at Mike back into that drum sack. I'm hungry.
Look what I got him.
I'm always hungry, Don.
You know, you guys, what do you call it?
That's a sex store, Tom.
That's where we got him at.
Did you go to the sex store?
Yes, I did. That's
Tom Gavin, way to go.
That's where I got him from.
Tom, way to go.
What did we say, Tom? This is the best Christmas ever.
Yes.
Hey, Tom, what's in the other bag? In your shopping cart. It's curiosity. Anything? No?
Nope. All right. Well, listen, Tom.
What can I say? You're our favorite.
Yes.
Thanks for the drumsticks. I just ate both pieces of chicken.
Thanks
for the cigars.
You're welcome. Can we pick the winner?
No. We're going to do that later. But, Tom, when we go to the home Saturday night, no matter where it is in America, you and you alone are coming with us, not Dennis Murphy.
Am I going to be in the limo with you all?
I don't think we're going to have a limo, Tom.
I don't think so.
I think we all might be going out there, so we'll probably...
We'll
figure it out, Tom. It depends where we go. Tom, who's the root beer for?
Me.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, guys.
A little something for himself.
It's a twist off. You don't need a bottle opener. You can just twist it off.
Well,
you want me to get that for you? Come on. Here you go, Tiger. And...
It's open.
There you go.
Strength of 10.
Cheers, Tom Gavin. This is the best Christmas ever.
Because of
you.
Thank you,
Santa Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, thank you.
Great job.
Make us feel very nice. Thank you, Tommy.
And is anybody out there? Can we get some calls so we can take...
No. We got to move on with the show, Tom.
Oh, you got to mean
Rick brings in all these nice gifts. He can't take any calls.
No, we got to go. But, Tom, thank you for the gifts.
Yes.
And we will see you Saturday night. And and if you would like...
Will I get a letter?
You talk to Lisa after we pick the winner, and she'll tell you.
Can I stay in the lobby and wait?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Stay in the lobby and wait. Yeah.
Why not?
Is Ken here?
I believe he is.
I think he is. Hey, is there a way that someone could show Tom up to Ken's office?
Joe might want to do that.
Yeah. Joe, can you show Tom up to Ken's office?
I'd be more than happy to.
Listen, hold on.
It's Tom.
Here's the deal. Hey, Joe, you got a cell?
I'm sorry?
You got a cell phone?
No, I don't.
All right, hold on a second. Tom, do you want to go up and see Ken Stevens?
Here's the deal. I'd like you to...
Do you think if you go up to see Ken Stevens, you could make a lot of noise?
No. Here's what I want to do. I want Joe to go up, right, knock on the door and say that our new representation is here.
our new agent is here.
Yes.
Let me see.
Joe, you'll have to dial the hotline. I don't know what the hotline is. Hey, Tom. Tom, let's practice, okay?
Tom, you're here somewhere?
You're going to be our new agent.
Is it on your...
No. That's the new phone.
Use that.
Okay.
Does anybody know the hotline?
Okay.
I'm going to need a new agent.
All right. What you want to say is, Don and Mike want more money.
Don and Mike want more money.
You have to really scream it like a
Don and Mike want more money.
Here, Joe. Hold on.
That's good.
I can just do this. Hold on.
Good job, Tom. Thank you.
What are you looking at? What are you doing?
What? Don't worry. You liked that game last night.
It was great.
It was great, yeah. And I knew you all playing band.
So here we go.
Yeah. Main Street.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Friday night.
I got the line. Here you go.
Oh, good.
Hey, hold on. Tom was giving my band a free plug.
And they'd be playing at Main Street and
Annandale
Friday night.
Friday night. You won't be there, right?
Right.
Right, good. Okay.
And also, they'll be playing at Jack sometime.
Okay.
Joe,
once you get out of the studio, you get better reception. Tom, when you get up to our general manager's office, you really have to make a lot of noise, okay? Mm-hmm. Joe, as you take Tom up there,
And we want to hear it.
Elevator.
What?
You can take the elevator.
Knock on Ken's door and say that Don and Mike's new representation is here.
Very good.
Thanks for explaining how you were going to get up there, though, Joe.
I'm sorry?
Don't worry about it.
Just go ahead.
He just wanted you to know it was going to take a little longer because they'd have to take the elevator.
I'm just trying to figure out who's got a lower IQ.
My time.
They're both gumbrific.
They are. In their own way.
There you go.
Very good.
Bye, Joe.
Twin sons of different mothers.
Kind of like watching a scene from Midnight Cowboy.
Joe, have you made your way through the double door yet?
We are out in the lobby. Right now.
Joe, we're going to need you to coach Tom a little bit on when he gets up there. We want a lot of noise, okay?
Sure will. Hey, Tommy, roar for me. Roar.
But it has to be, hi, Ken, Don and Mike want more money.
And really just have him scream and clap his hands and dance and just really make a spectacle.
Okay, when we get up there, yeah. I'm going to make...
What happened? I think we probably lost him in
the elevator, I bet.
Think he'll come back?
Oh, yeah.
Hope.
You hope. Does Joe know how to use a cell phone?
I had to dial his phone.
There it goes, because that would be why I asked the question.
Yeah. Lisa, could you please bring me the number of that cell phone?
Joe's, it would be a safe bet that he's still talking into it.
Hey, Lisa, do you got that number around anywhere? Lisa, who incidentally, for the record, was simply late for work.
Oh, late for work!
Well, I forgot some things. I had to go home.
No pregnancy involved at all.
None
that you're aware of.
None whatsoever.
Oh, none whatsoever. Okay.
I'll let you know, though. You'll be the first to know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bring PCS.
Well, maybe this is him calling back. Joe?
Hello?
Joe?
No, not Joe.
Well, hold on a second.
What's up, Mike?
All right, hold on.
Hey, we're in the middle of doing something here.
Hold on a second, please.
Dumbass.
All right, you think? Joe's staring at the phone quizzically right now.
You have reached PCS voicemail box.
Okay, well, now...
Well, this is...
Someone's got to go back upstairs and tell Joe to call us.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody's got to walk up about an inch from his face and tell him that.
Or simply to answer the telephone.
Right. Now, the station is piped through the monitoring system here in the building, but...
Well, if he gets up on the third floor, though, I don't think it's
second floor.
Technically, you count the garage third floor.
Yeah, but I never do.
But I do.
Because it's not a floor.
Because it makes the building sound bigger. All right, here is Joe. Hi,
hey,
Joe.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right.
I went wrong. Here we go.
So you're at Ken's office?
Yeah, we are. I think the elevator knocked us off or something.
Is Ken's door open or closed?
It is closed.
All right. Knock on the door, please.
Okay.
Let me hear that.
And then, have you coached Tom to be very loud and obnoxious?
Remember, be very loud and obnoxious and tell him that Don and Mike want more money. Okay? All right.
Knock on the door. Say, Ken?
It's locked.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. Say, Ken, are you there?
Hi, guys. Hi, Steve Goldstein's here.
Okay. Tell Tom to turn it on.
With the Don and Mike show.
Say, our new representation.
I'd like you to meet Don and Mike's new representation. Come on in, Tommy.
Tommy, nice. How are you doing? Very good, thank you. Your new agent?
Yeah,
I like him better than the old agent already.
He's not saying anything.
Hey,
tell him, Tom. Tell him.
I want to sign him my
name.
More money!
More, though.
Joe? Come on, work, Tom.
More! More! Say it again.
More!
Tell him he wants more money.
More money! I got money!
Now, Joe? Hey, Joe?
Joe. Sounds just like Donald.
All right, yes. Joe, here's what you do now.
Joe,
now, leave Tom in there, shut the door.
And leave the phone in there.
No.
You don't want to leave the phone in there?
No, just leave Tom in there and shut the door. Let them figure out what to do. Just get the hell out of there.
Is there a chair for Tom in there, Joe?
Yeah, he's sitting down. He's staying
here. Okay, good. Very good.
All right, go ahead, shut the door and jump on back down.
Ken's saying, no. Take him with you.
Yeah. Did you shut the door?
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Take the stairs back down.
Okay.
Let the negotiating begin.
Wait, they're throwing him out. No, stay in there, Tommy.
Fight it, Tom. Fight it.
Joe, is there some way that you could get Tom back into the office and then secure the door from the outside?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, bingo.
Hang on, let me find
Ken some. In the office with Tom.
Now, I know the door opens from the inside, but I'm thinking that...
If he pulls on the knob...
If he actually secured the door to maybe, like... Miss Bobby's door with a piece of twine or something.
Maybe you could wedge the card in there.
When I knock on the door and they open it, you get in there.
Run, Tom.
How did they get him out?
Hold on.
How did they get him out of the office?
Maybe the chair was on wheels.
They're not opening.
Tom.
You're yelling at us.
Joe?
Yes?
All right, you can come back downstairs, but tell Tom to just keep pounding on the door saying, let me in.
Okay. I got a chair for him right here, too.
Joe?
Right.
Joe, try to focus on what
Please.
I just told you.
You know what? That's right, though. Let him sit in front of Ken's office.
Pounding on the door saying, let me in. At the top of his lungs.
I want you to take your cane, and I want you to knock on the door constantly. Oh, good.
What? Did I hear?
Come on, Tom. Get in here. Come on, let's go.
Did I hear the F word?
Go, Tom. Come on.
Well, what
did
was
I have? I didn't hear.
Did I hear effing bit?
Talk to you for a minute. Hold on, guys.
Ken,
come on, Tom. Get in.
Cursing the
go,
stick.
Go, go, go. Come on, Ken.
Oh, the effing stick.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
God, Joe.
All right, he's in.
All right, good.
Door's closed, and I'm sitting here holding it.
Okay, good.
Okay,
all right, good. Now.
Good. This is
now.
Good.
Well, I'll say this is Super Joe. He is a strong man.
Yes, he is.
Let's wait until they try to open the door.
Hey, Joe, is there any way you could put the phone up to the door so we could hear what's going on the other side of the door?
You could call his extension. Okay, they're trying to open the door.
All right, you hold it now. Hold it. Hold it real tight.
All right, they're trying to open the door.
You see, Ken will never be strong enough to open the
Steve
door.
Steve Goldstein's in there, too.
Well,
Steve's not strong either.
Steve Goldstein's terrified, by the way.
It sounds like Montgomery Burns and Smithers on the other side of the door trying to open it up.
And the only thing I would have asked is if Tom asked Steve Goldstein for a hug.
I think we've done enough already.
Never.
You should call Ken's extension and see how he's doing.
No. I like it playing out like this. I like just Ken in the office with
okay.
Steve Goldstein.
What do you hear there, Joe?
Not much.
Are they still trying to open the door?
The door is... No, there's no pull on the door right now.
I don't hear anything. He's just in there with them. They're weeping.
You really want that door to open? See, someone should tell them there's a dollar in the hall. Hey, there's a dollar in the hallway.
Strength of 40 men.
If the door open that door, we're going to be ripped off the hinges.
Take Joe's arm clean off.
So we can only imagine what's going on in there. Ken's trying to conduct business with Tom Gavin. Now, was it just Ken and sales guy Steve Goldstein in there, Joe?
Yes.
And there doesn't seem to be any activity.
I don't hear anything.
That's because the oxygen is slowly being sucked out of the room.
Imagine. Just imagine.
I can hear the radio on in there.
Oh, they're listening to the radio?
I think so.
Hey, Tom, if you can hear me, roar. Roar like a monster, Tom.
You have to wait 16 seconds.
Right. Louder than you ever have in your life, Tom.
Scream at the top of your lungs, Tom,
so you can be heard through the heavy metal door in Ken's office.
And hug Steve Goldstein.
Kiss his nose.
Try to jump on it.
Kiss his forehead.
Oh. That's the delay now. Maybe they turned the radio off. Maybe they killed him.
Or
maybe the other way around.
Maybe he's killed them.
Trying the door again.
They're trying the door?
Yeah.
Don't let him open it.
No such.
No such.
This is a joke.
No such.
No such.
No such, Mom.
No such, Mom. No shoes, no shirt.
No dyes.
Hey, Joe?
Hey, let's get this jacket.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Is there a way you could press your mouth up against the door so Tom could hear you?
Sure.
Do that and ask Tom to take his shirt off.
Tommy, take off your shirt and run. I got the phone call.
I don't care, dude.
Take off your shirt.
We've seen him do that before.
Nothing more horrible.
No, nothing.
Oh, God.
Did he hear you, Joe?
Tommy, take off your shirt. And where? I don't...
There's the roar. We can only imagine what the shirt is like.
Now, yell at Ken that you asked that Dan and Mike want more money.
Tell him to take his shirt off again.
Take your shirt off, Tommy.
So
says it's off.
He said it's off. Great. He took his shirt off.
Perfect.
Keep whirling, Tommy. We're not done yet.
That's all gone.
So can I need 15,000 more a year, too.
Oh, shut up, Joe.
But he's doing it. I mean, I got to get my message across somehow.
Shut up, Joe.
Need we go further?
No, you know what? Now I
Someone
think...
take his pants off.
No, I want visual confirmation.
Right.
I want Joe in there telling us now that Tom has his shirt on.
Yeah, Joe, just confirm
the
Tom
door is still locked.
Oh, it's still locked?
Oh.
Tell them... You realize I have to breach security if I open the door.
Well, do you have the key?
Charlie's over in his office, I think.
Well, knock on the door and tell Ken that you're willing to take Tom out if you can see that Tom is sitting there without his shirt on.
Okay. Blast, open it up.
Yeah, you can tell us right away, Joe, if Tom has his shirt on. And if it's not off...
the door gets shut again.
And maybe you could... I tell him to, you know, take your shirt off.
All right, how about this? Just start with the shoes and the socks.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay, what's happening, Joe?
No, you have to take your shirt. Why, they all have their shirts on.
Come on, Joe.
Tommy, take your shirt off. Oh, he gave me some booze.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, I closed the door again.
Yeah, they're having a party.
Ken gave him clothes. Tell Tom to take his shoes and socks off.
Tommy, take your shoes and socks off. Now they got the door locked, so I can poke my head in.
If you've just tuned in,
really make it clear you want him to take his shoes and socks off.
If you've just tuned in, we have...
Tommy, take your shoes and socks off.
Tom Gavin is up in Ken Stevens' office. We've barricaded Tom up in Ken's office, where Tom has been screaming at Ken. He's taken his shirt off, and now he's been instructed to take his shoes and socks off.
Now, Joe, has he taken his shirt off?
No, he's just sitting there. They're sitting there drinking booze.
All right, really firm with him right now, okay, Joe? Open the door and say, Tom, I need you to take your shirt off.
Tommy, there you go. Take off your fanny pack. Go ahead and take your shirt off. Take your hat off.
If you need to call in a card, tell him if he doesn't take his shirt off, he doesn't get to go to the party.
No.
Here we go.
He's a good boy.
All right, it's off.
It's off. Okay, it's off.
Here's the sound of the door shutting.
Well, did he take it off, Joe?
Yes, it's off.
It's off.
It's hideous.
So now let me get a... Is he sitting at the chair directly in front of Ken's desk or one of the other chairs?
No, he's right next to Goldstein.
So he's sitting right in front of Ken.
The corner of Ken's desk.
He's in the corner
right
of Ken's
front of him.
Desk. That's great. All right, I think you can wheel him out now.
Yeah, you can take him out.
Ken's learned his lesson.
Say thank you, Mr. Stevens.
All right.
Make sure Tom says thank you, Mr. Stevens. Make sure Tom says thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Tommy, please thank Mr. Stevens. Thanks, Ken.
On a first name basis.
Let's not forget Steve Goldstein. Steve Goldstein, you're good.
Hey, is his shirt still off, Joe?
He's putting it back on.
No. Tell him to give Steve Goldstein a hug before he leaves. Don't call him. Whisper in his ear. Whisper in his ear.
Put your shirt back on?
Yeah. Whisper in his ear. Whisper in his ear. Tell him just to go up and hug Steve Goldstein.
Well, they're too close. Stand up and hug Steve.
Did he hug him?
No, Steve got up and ran away.
I like
closed the door.
Why go see the movie I Am Sam?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm hiding behind Ken's desk right now.
All right, wheel Tom back down to the lobby, I guess.
Okay. Good job, Tommy. Let's go. Don't forget your booze.
What kind of booze did they give him?
I don't know. It looks like brandy or something.
They gave him brandy.
Brandy from Ken's desk drawer.
Is that a good idea?
They gave him brandy.
Brandy!
Sit down. Have a drink, Tom.
Jesus H. Christ.
Brandy.
Brandy.
Brandy for Mr. Gavin. A cognac for Mr. Gavin.
Brandy right now.
All right, so put Tom on the phone for a second.
Okay, hold on. He's getting his cane and stuff.
He's getting his cane.
That's great. So he did take his shirt off, huh, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't want Tom back in the studio, but we can certainly get the...
Imagine how he's sweating right now with all that activity.
Get the download from him on the telephone.
You want to say hi to Charlie, Tom? Let's say hi to Charlie and Miss Bobby.
Oh, no, don't wheel him by those offices.
No.
Just put him on the phone, Joe.
Okay, here you go, Tom. Do you want to talk
to him? Joe takes direction well.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, what happened when you were in Ken's office?
I took my undershirt off.
I know. But beyond that, I mean, what happened? When you first got in there, when the door was shut, what did Ken say to you?
Still there?
Yeah. What did Ken say to you when you first got in the office?
He said they're having a meeting.
We're talking to Joe now.
And don't do this.
We're having a meeting.
Oh,
don't.
Did you get out of here, Michael?
Well, we'll never mind. I mean, you're dealing with two individuals incapable of taking any kind of direction. We're having a meeting. Don't do this. Don't do this right now. But he was in Ken's office. He did take his shirt off.
Wonderful.
Wow. That's a weapon we should use more often.
There you go. Happy Monday, everybody.
We're having a meeting. Don't do this.
With the door locked.
Or Ken Stevens and Steve Goldstein doing in there with the door locked.
Right, door locked and Brandy.
Brandy.
You, ladies and gentlemen, you connect the dots on that one, okay?
Blue eye opener.
Let's clear the lines. I got to call 100.
Brandy and Cranberry use.
877-365-3636.
Don't do this. We're having a meeting.
DC 202-432-1067.
Roar.
From New York, 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now.
What are you doing here?
I'm preparing to say goodbye.
Oh, no. Come on.
It's Demerol, you ass, and tequila. It's a good mix.
About the memo, huh?
Are you kidding? You think there's anything that goes on around here that I don't know about? If somebody pours in the Xerox room, I've heard about it. Listen, nothing gets by me. Nothing. What the hell's in your ear? Well, get rid of it, for God's sake.
I can't. Larry likes it. He says he wants me to keep it. Artie, I think it's infected. I can hear something inside my head.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank. Here, drink this.
No, thanks. No, I got a show tonight, and I'm obviously going to be under a massive program of antibiotics.
Drink it. I'll knock you down on the floor, I'll put my foot on your neck, and I'll put in that good ear.
Nice to have you.
Hey. Hey, Chihuahua.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Yeah, well, what can you say? We know what we're doing here.
We do indeed. We're professionals.
Talk 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Is this lower activated? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm 100.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, right. Hi. Who are you? Who's this?
Christina,
where are you from?
Jersey.
Christina, listen, I'm out of prizes, so I'm just going to have to give you $100.
Okay. Sounds good.
Enjoy your $100. Thanks for listening, honey.
Thank you.
Hey, Christina, you just won $100.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thanks, honey. Christina, damn it. Hold on just a second, Christina.
Okay.
Have Christina bring me my coffee. Until they come up with some prizes. Hey, you, the Donna Mike Show listener, you're the winner.
Isn't that great?
We're going to give away cash that I'm not sure we have.
All right.
Well, either way, once we give it away, the company's got to pay it. So.
I miss Bobby.
Bobby just happened to walk by.
So we're giving away money now until they come up with some prizes. I know Tammy is working hard on that.
Of course, the best.
Listen, we're going to pick the winner of the Las Vegas-style show here in a couple of seconds. If you fax this an entry, we have it down to five.
Mm-hmm.
Five potential entries, I think five potential cities.
Mm-hmm.
You guys will have an equal vote in where we go. Keep in mind that when we do select the winner, we're going to call the winner off the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask the winner to please keep it quiet.
Right.
You guys are not going to find out until next Monday where we went to do the Las Vegas-style show, and here's the reason. Let's say that we go to Buzz's house in Fairfax, Virginia.
Lobbying for that one.
Oh, that'd be a fun one.
And we announce it on the air. We say the winner is Buzz Burbank, and we're going to be at his house on Saturday night.
Right.
Well, the neighbors find out, and they call the cops. And
right.
The cops come out, and even though we're at someone's private home, right. You know, things get hinky, so...
Exactly.
It's going to be kind of on the down low.
Yeah, we have to play it that way, and that was... well, we were told to play it that way.
So, good idea.
You know, the five finalists will have a nice prize for all five finalists. Letters that we read.
Good.
But you guys will have an equal vote on the instant feedback as to where we go to do the Las Vegas-style show next Saturday night. That's coming up today. Is Mike White still coming in today?
Yeah, he's on his way.
On his way here? Okay, great. Listen. Let me get my my Cunny Honey on the phone. Very good. I just have to tell you, really, what a fabulous guy I am.
You don't have to tell anybody in this room.
No. Well... I know that, Mike, and I know that most listeners know I'm a fabulous guy.
That's right. It's true. They have to be reminded occasionally.
But there is one person who on more than one occasion has called me a giant ass, a horse's ass, has called me an a-hole. I've had to delete that out on the show. The one person who pretty much thinks I'm a dick more than anyone, and not even in the nice way, not even in the marital way,
yeah.
Is my charming wife. Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
But listen to this now. Saturday night. Now, you call me pussy whipped if you will, and I'm sure some of you will, and I'm ready for it. But I want you to know that Saturday night, I went with my wife to an art lecture.
Ooh, wow.
An art lecture?
My God.
An art lecture.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of jumping into the deep end. I should have had you, you know, I should have worked up to the art.
But... Yeah.
Now, come on.
An art lecture.
I did not.
Saturday night.
I did not fall asleep.
No. And at the end, he asked questions.
I asked questions.
He raised his hand.
I remained attentive. And even after it was over, I sat and talked with some of the, the next time you take me to one of these goddamn art lectures, really, we should invite like a mortician to come with us, because I'm sure a mortician could do a bang up business.
There were people of all ages.
There were so many old people there, people waiting to die.
There were people of all ages.
And I would be standing there talking to this old broad who looks like she's just ready to crawl into the coffin. You know, and she's got her old.
There were younger women there, but if you're attracted to the older ladies.
No. It was the women that were coming up and speaking to me, and I'm trying not to be unsociable. You know, talons instead of hands.
They see a hot young stud there. It's like if I'm somewhere that I saw, you know, a Brad Pitt. That's what they just flocked you, my
hands that could catch fish out of a lake.
Hard to tell the difference between her hand and like a piece of cheese that she's holding in her hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's saying to me,
transparent skin.
What do you think about the impressionistic period of 1812? I'm like, you old bag. But I wasn't. I didn't do that.
Did they have food?
They had crappy food.
They
had some cheeses and some wine.
Real bad food.
What was the total time commitment? A couple hours.
Wow.
Well, no, actually three when you count the driving time.
You know,
but
since then, I have spent more than 2 hours telling all my family and girlfriends how wonderful you are.
Yeah, well, you know, this was the whole thing that I went through with my wife last week. The whole thing with my my son turning into a normal kid.
Right.
And boy, did we have... We had some weekend fun with him this weekend.
Oh, my.
Robin Carey came by on Saturday with lovely Julia. You know, and let me just say, Rob, enjoy her now before she speaks.
She turns on you.
Before she turns on you.
The rare instance where we're trying to actually get her to talk. It was a great period. And it was Sunday because I got to see you in your Packers garb.
Yeah, even when the Packers were...
Oh, you still maintain that outfit even when the Packers are eliminated.
Yeah.
Very nice. Like
noble. So, one of the gifts I got for Christmas was a flat-screen TV.
Wonderful. My wife got that for me.
And I had the old TV, the old standby, which is still fantastic. So, you know, I said to Rob, you want this TV, right? It
had to go to a loving home. It couldn't just go anywhere.
That's right.
So
it's been a friend for several years.
So Robin Carey came over, and the deal was they were going to borrow the pickup truck that we have, and we were going to load this thing in. And the pickup truck, keep in mind now, it's my car. It's Frida's car. When Bart's grades are good, and they have been good enough up till this point in his life, he is allowed to drive back and forth to school in this car, which is our car, the pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
Well, I go out to because I realize Rob and Carrie are going to be driving this thing with the TV in it. I open up the passenger side door, and I ask you not when I tell you that a mountain of garbage comes piling out on the ground. I am talking about jackets, socks.
This was on Sunday, and on Thursday he had cleaned it out.
Jackets, socks, banana peels, Slurpee cups, fast food wrappers.
No, I found notes from school that were dated December.
We're talking about paychecks from where he works. Very important.
Which we kept for ourselves.
Yeah, very important tax information.
Ah, very good.
That, you know, like he's supposed to bring home so that, you know, good dear old dad doesn't get audited, you
right,
know?
Right.
Like, I'm still waiting to happen any day now. I'm not kidding. The garbage in my kid's car on the passenger side in the pickup truck went from the floor where you put your feet to the ceiling. I opened the door and it came out, and I was standing in the garage. This was, he wasn't even at home. He spent the night out on Saturday night at a friend's house. I was standing in the garage, and I was just screaming, this effing kid. I know that I'm a slob, but I'm not a slob. I've had it with this effing kid. And Freddie comes out and he goes, why are you yelling? And I said, honey, I'm not yelling at you.
I'm mad at the dirt.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just pissed at this.
And, you know, I find it so entertaining because you were, when we married, just as big a slob.
All right, but I've changed. You know, come
on. Well, yeah,
but
you're 43, darling.
Give me my props. I am.
You're 43. Let's assume.
You know what? Even at my slobbiest,
no,
I never would have had a car.
No, you
that
have done.
Slobby.
You have done more messy things than he's done. I can trump any card that he does with things that you've done. Any man.
Right, well, then.
Remember the apartment in L.A. When I looked under the cushion and I found old Gino's pizza rolls all stuffed in the cushion?
No. Just the
box. The food themselves?
Yes.
Just the boxes.
No, it had food in there.
I don't recall that.
Remember when it was your job to clean out the cat box?
Okay.
And hey, remember where you put the leave-ins and I didn't know it till spring came?
Where did you put the leave-ins?
No, I don't remember.
On the balcony.
On the balcony.
All lined up. Weeks of bags of leave-ins that you didn't want to walk. I don't know.
All right. All right, well, listen, anyway, come on now. I thought we were a team now. You were as confident as I was yesterday.
But I don't want you to be too hard on Bart. I mean,
he is
a normal kid. Don't be too hard. I mean, he's messy, and we punished him, and we took his paycheck.
We did.
Took his paycheck.
Yeah, because he found it in the bottom, and obviously he didn't care about it.
Right.
So, it was all fine.
What
we didn't spoil a gasket.
We bagged up all of his stuff.
Right.
We got these trash bags. And we bagged up all this garbage. We went down to his room. We just poured it out all over his bed.
No, we didn't. We left the bag in his room. I wouldn't let you. I know you wanted to do that, but I wouldn't let you. We put it there.
Leave it in his room and took the phone out of his room and said, when he got home, said, and I love playing this game with my kids, because when he comes home, it's when Carrie and Rob are there, and he came in, and he said, hi, you know, it was funny, hi, how you doing? And I said, hey, I need to talk with you. And he said, about what? I said, so wait until Rob and Carrie leave, help us move this TV. So, like, the whole time, he's like, what's the problem? I said, hey, Bob, there's no problem, there's... Need to talk to you after Rob and Carrie leave, because I know
kind of setting him up for it.
I know that drives me crazy when someone does that for me. So so we get the TV loaded up, and Rob and Carrie and Julia take off, and they got the TV, and they got the truck, and we said to him, listen, no telephone in your room, because all that garbage, and there are two gigantic garbage bags from your car, and there's another gigantic garbage bag from your room. Clean this crap up. Anyway, the point is, in all
and
of
he
this...
Took it, and he took it good-naturedly with yes sirs and took care of it.
Yeah, he did. No, he's a good boy.
Yeah.
He did. He was not thrilled about the fact that we took his paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it means that little to you, well, take then, it. That'll learn you.
Yeah.
Now, do you get to cash that?
Well, I made him sign the, you know, I had to kind of hold a weapon to his head, but he signed the back of it.
So. Oh, good. So now it's yours.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to take it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a pedicure and a manicure in my future.
You know, it's not an astronomical amount of money. He's got a part-time job. It was like $45, but still, you know, we'll take it. So the point in all of this is that last week she had him so wound up that she was in the bathtub crying.
No, he had me so wound up.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Bart had her so wound up. She was in the bathtub crying when we were up in New York and stuff, and I told her, I said, you know, listen, if Bart's going to be a normal kid and is going to start treating us like we don't exist, and then, you know, for God's sake, you've been married to me for 20 years, I'll step up. You know, you've got the stuff you want to do, I'll do it with you, and
I will put to the test on Saturday. And
the art lecture.
Yeah, money where your mouth is, and I'm so impressed.
Came through with flying colors.
Impressive.
Came through with flying colors.
That's sitting for 2 hours in an art lecture is above and beyond the call of duty.
Oh. You know, and after he had driven back from New York that day and was tired anyway.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What can I say?
He's the greatest husband in the world.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Mike.
And then...
how's that feel?
Wow.
Still there.
Feels pretty nice, Mike.
That's terrific.
Feels pretty nice.
That is fantastic.
He can give you all lessons.
The down moment.
Now I'm gonna barf.
The down moment of the weekend was that there's this a lot of the stuff we my cave where we had this new TV put in. We painted the walls, repainted the thing, and we had to go back through and put all the books back on the bookshelf and hang some pictures up. You'll see it this weekend when you guys come over. The room is now less a tribute to me.
Oh, really? It's more of a generic room now?
It used to be like, you know, hey, look at me. Look at all my awards. Aren't I great? Here's all the pictures of me with people. And
right.
And now it's more of a normal room.
No, you know what? He's a great guy in a clean room now. You won't recognize him when you come over.
One of the things that we got rid of was this old audio cabinet. This is one of those things you go to Best Buy and you buy this thing and it takes you like 8 hours to put it together.
You mean like a stereo cabinet?
Yeah, because it's got freaking magnets in it. And it's got the glass doors that have the magnets on it.
Yeah, a stereo cabinet is really probably the most difficult
thing. I'm going to hang up and listen now,
okay? All right, bye, honey. All right, sweetie. Love you.
I'm meeting a friend for lunch.
All right, love you.
I love you, too.
All right, see you later.
All right.
So, she says to me, take that down to the curb so the garbage man throws it away. Now, she says to me before I wheel this down, she says, you better think about taking those glass doors off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nah, no problem. Come on. I'm not that uncoordinated.
Right.
So I get the thing over the couple of steps out front of the house.
Sure.
I get halfway down the driveway, and both of the glass doors fall out of this thing.
Shatter.
And I mean a gazillion pieces of glass all over my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
All over the driveway, like you wouldn't believe. So, I think, well, okay, I've made a mistake. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back up to the house, I'm going to get a broom, and I'm going to get a hefty bag.
Right.
I go up to the house, I get a broom, I get a hefty bag. What I do is, I'm out there for 45 minutes, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
With a little whisk pan, and I'm realizing, and I'm going from, because it's a gigantic area of the driveway that has this glass that is splattered. Well, what's happened is, as I am putting the glass inside the hefty bag, and I'm picking it up every time and moving to the next location, what I am not realizing is, it's glass.
Yeah.
Are you
kind of
dragging it? No, I'm not dragging it at all. It's just, there are some large pieces.
And it's slicing the hefty bag. Right?
And at one point, as I am just about done with this task, which has taken me 45 minutes, I pick the bag up, and the bottom of the bag opens up, and all of the glass...
Very sad.
All of the glass, again, goes all over the place. So what I did at that point was, and I'm expecting major surgery for one of my animals very soon, what I did was I scooped up about half the amount of glass that I did the first time, all of the big shards,
right?
But the little pieces
are still there.
No, I just broomed them into the grass.
Into the grass.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a deer will get a little shard of glass in its foot.
Just
in its paw, you know.
Just broom them.
Into the grass.
And I need a butcher knife.
And because we had just gone through this thing with my kid and you know, his car being all messy and everything. I was standing there. He was standing in the driveway watching me do this, not wanting to help me with this job. And I'm holding this bag, and the bag breaks, and all of the glass comes out. And I see him, and he's not. Now, He's not going to laugh, okay?
No, he knows he's in the doghouse anyway.
He is not going to laugh. But on the other hand, I said to him, how about a hand? And he said, how about a hand? And I said,
wow.
How about a hand? And he said, I'm sorry, I got to clean my room.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so...
So you rubbed your nose in it.
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. A little bit. But Rob, that is a beautiful, beautiful child you have. I know I say it all the time. I will say it again. Your baby's beautiful.
I all but loved it. Oh, that? I thought you were talking about the TV you gave me.
No. Your daughter, Julia.
Yeah, she is pretty incredible and getting really big and long and so strong. There's a toy she was not wanting to part with just yesterday, and it was...
It was the TV set.
Something of a struggle. Oh, but she did, when she saw the TV set, screamed joyfully. It was about the happiest she's ever been.
It's genetic.
She is her father's own daughter, so that's marvelous. She's a good girl.
She's walking now and everything.
She's got a hold. She'll just like grab your tip of your finger for security.
Is your Super Bowl party kid friendly? Is it a kid friendly function?
Bring your kids.
All right, good. Absolutely.
But don't let them play in the yard.
No, don't keep them out of the front yard. With bare feet. Hello, Don and Mike. Bring your kids. I will box each of them up.
That'll be excellent. Kennels.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Shout cages. Kennels.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you and Frida should give Bart back his paycheck.
Too bad.
if he was walking around the house and found that your wallet's sitting around, or found like money, and he took like $10, I mean.
Do you have children of your own, sir? Sir.
I mean,
sir.
But,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you have children of your own?
No, I'm only 20.
You're only 20. Okay, well, my kid's 17. I'm trying to teach him some responsibility. If he cares that little about his paycheck that he would leave it on the bottom of a pile of Slurpees and banana peels and McDonald's wrappers, then he doesn't show any respect for it. And not to mention the fact that I had to spend the better part of an hour cleaning that S out of the car.
Well, I mean, did you talk to him about it first?
But I talked to him about it. Well, let me think about that. Oh, no, that's right, because he had spent the night at a friend's house the night before. Did I talk to him about it first? Wait, what is this crap? I mean, no wonder you're calling a radio show giving me lip, for God's sakes. Too bad your parents didn't raise you the right way. Christ, did you talk about it? Like there's such a thing as a democracy when you're a parent and you're a kid. Did we talk about it?
We talked
about it. Here was the conversation. Hey, I had to spend an hour today cleaning out your car. Thanks for the paycheck. Now go down to your room and clean up all the crap that's on your bed. That's the conversation.
Are you still living at home, sir?
For the time being, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The years to come.
Okay, enough. Enough. Get out of here.
That's what's messed up.
I was booted out when I long since booted out when I was 20.
Invited to leave?
Yes.
Yeah, it happens.
Hello. No, it wasn't invited, Rob, but I mean, it was made.
You were ready.
I don't want to say that my parents were cruel, because they weren't.
Right.
But it was made somewhat clear to both my sister and I that, you know, when that time came, that it was probably a good idea to, you know, leave the nest.
This is a win-win.
You know, I mean, I made a segue when I went to college, and sure, like my junior and senior year of college, kind of lived on my own and kind of made the segue. It was, you know, come back for holidays and visits, but, you know, life goes on.
Good day to you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I know how you feel, because I have teenagers too myself, and I'm always constantly on top of them trying to help them keep their rooms clean. It's terrible.
Right.
Especially when you have the oldest one trying to, you know, the youngest one is taking lessons from the oldest one, and then she keeps her room messy too, so.
Were you saying?
I understand where you're coming from.
All right, thank you.
All right, and I'll say too, hey, we're taking them pages, huh, Mike?
What? What do you think of those Patriots?
What do you think of the Patriots?
I don't know. All your sentences had like silly string in between them.
I'm very happy for the Patriots, but you know what? I lose all my... First of all, I'm from Hartford, Connecticut, and I went south for football. I'm a New York Giants fan. So we never really got into the Patriots when I was growing up.
And I like to see the New England Patriots because they're underdogs and they've been winning. I kind of think they are a team of destiny, but every time I see that guy, Bob Kraft, it just takes all the wind out of my sails.
I hate
he
that guy.
He is such a slicky boy, smug hump.
I didn't like his comment there when he said about, is it cheap coke you got?
He's whatever, sir. Yeah, whatever. He's got some Snyder in him, doesn't he?
Oh, and he has that kind of, well, here I am with all my money.
It means, thank you, Len Dawson.
Right.
This means a lot.
Hey, hold on, give me the reverb for a second, Robbie. They saw his phone after the game.
Thank you, Len Dawson. As owner of the New England Patriots, this means a lot to me and the entire Kraft family. The players, the coaches, to some extent the fans, they share in this, but I mainly want to hold it high above my head and say it's a great day for the Kraft family.
Such a hump.
He is the ultimate.
I am a hump.
He's the Uber hump.
I am the Uber hump.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Kraft.
But look at me. I'm wearing a blue suit shirt and a red power tie. And notice when we score, I know I'm on TV in the booth.
High five, everybody.
Please take Kraft Baby Marshmallows, cover with Kraft Caramels, heat and serve a delicious new recipe from Kraft.
I was about to see Patriots win, though.
I know, we got it. I was happy for Drew Bledsoe. It's nice to see the guy that was kind of crapped on all season long to see him come back and win the game for his team.
Very, very, very exciting. It was. And, you know, how the Eagles could have won that game as well. The Rams are not unbeatable. I think the Rams will kill the Patriots, but...
Yeah, everybody Eagles, has, of course, everybody has said the Patriots were going to get killed in every single game during the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Eagles showed that you can play the Rams tough. They had the ball with 2 minutes left, man.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gotten it done.
I had a couple of friends over watching the end of that Eagles game, and it was funny to hear one of my buddies see the wife of Kurt Warner and go, "Who's that?" Somehow took a shine to her.
We got it, didn't you, Peter? We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's absolutely gross. That boy is a P-I-G-P.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202.3 1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Damn straight.
That's all I have to say about that.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, I'm going to announce the winner today on the show of the Las Vegas Style Show in Your Home contest. All right, I got right here. After scrutinizing the more than 1,500 entries we received,
we'd like to thank each and every one of you for sending in your entries.
I have the 5 top.
There they are.
The 5 top entries. We'll share them with you. We'll vote. You guys will get to vote on WNEW.com as well. Announce that winner shortly.
Good.
Plus the re-rating of the women. Oh, bring Mike Weiss in. Olympic hopeful Michael Weiss has been on the show before.
Excellent.
Let me see. Oh, coming this week to the show. The debut of Don and Mike's Nude Password.
Nude Password. Very excited about that. Hey, Michael.
Plus, we'll be playing Who Do You Know? That's
again
on the show this week. Here he is now, everybody. Skater.
Going for the gold.
Yeah. Not a fag. Michael Weiss. I just like pointing out the sexuality right out of the chute, first time, every time.
There you go.
Right. So when do you head out to Salt Lake?
I'm leaving the 7th of February. That's the day before the opening ceremony. So I got a little bit of time more to prep.
And the event that you will be participating in is?
The Olympics.
No.
Good answer.
Specifically.
Yeah, the men's long program. I'm going for the gold medal.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, come on.
I'm not a pair skater, if that's where you're going.
You know,
I'm not a pair skater.
There's no truth to the rumor you're going to become a pair skater with my wife. You're going to go out there and start skating with her in a pairs program.
That's all rumor. I think that was in the Inquirer, wasn't it?
Ah, very good. Yes, absolutely.
You got to educate me. I mean, I don't know if you're competing in the smart-ass competition.
he's the captain of the bobsled team.
I know that he's a skater.
Right.
And I know that he's
a men's single figure skater.
And he's not on a team.
He's on the U.S. Olympic team.
No, but he doesn't skate with other guys on a team like on a hockey team.
No.
At the same time, that would be hockey.
Right.
I understand that. And I also know that you're not one of those guys that will go round and round and round as fast as you can, right?
No, that's speed skating. Yeah.
Okay, so you are the guy who will put on the
sequined cowboy suit.
like, do you go back to the Tom Hanks outfit anymore in the Saturday Night Live?
You said it, not me. No, I mean, it's not like a big bulletin or a news flash or anything, but figure skating is not the most masculine of sports. But, no, I do. I skate in, I try to keep my outfits pretty simple. I mean, I'm going to be skating in the Olympics, stupid. Laughing at me already.
No, we're not laughing. What are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear a pretty plain and simple skating costume. You have to appeal to the figure skating judges. And if that's the game I got to play, I got to wear a skating outfit, you know, whatever.
What's your take on all this talk about, I guess it's primarily pairs, where they're talking about the women and I guess the way Buzz had it on his news story is some of these moves are too gynecological, where the judges are clamping down on that. Have you heard about that? I mean, that was a news story a while back, you know, that they're worried that they're going to be a little too risque, that the outfits are becoming too skimpy, and that some of the moves are becoming a little too sexual.
Well, I think in skating shows they do that. A lot of figure skaters in skating shows will go out there, and there's a guy on our tour. I do the Champions on Ice tour. There's a guy who goes out there and basically takes his clothes off every time he goes out on the ice.
Wearing a thong.
Yeah, he's dancing around and entertaining people. But, yeah, I mean, those are shows more than competition, because competition, there's 9 judges. They usually range in age from like 40 to 70.
How many are female?
You've got to appeal to those people.
How many out of the 9?
Depends on the panel, but usually half.
Mm-hmm.
Usually half of them. And they're from Russia and Bulgaria, and, you know, they're from all over.
Is it still difficult when you've got the Russian judges, even though the Cold War is over? Do you still find that it's difficult to appeal to the former Soviet bloc?
I can answer that, Mike. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I mean, they're still the ones that are going to, like, you'll do a great program and you'll just see them coming up short.
Well, yes. You know what I did? One year I had my short program was the Van Halen. I was like, it's kind of wild for figure skating. I mean, I know it's not out there, but Van Halen. I skated a competitive program to Van Halen. I only did that in the United States with American judges. When I performed internationally, I skated to, like, a piece by Beethoven, you know, in order to entertain the other.
Because that's what's expected.
Because, yeah,
right?
That's what's expected, right. And that's what, you know, it appeals to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking? Are you thinking Pink? Let's get this party started.
I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
What music will you be using this year?
At the Olympics, see, that's the difference. I do show skating and then competitive skating. At the Olympics, I'm going to be skating to pieces by Puccini. Very classical piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do a show, I'm probably going to be skating like the Rolling Stones or, you know, I was going to do a piece, you know, Centerfold.
Oh, Jay Giles?
Band.
Yeah, sure.
Something like that. You know, like some cool stuff and, you know, have more fun. I don't want to be, you know, restricted to the figures.
Well, why? Okay, now this really is a serious question then. If it's the Olympics and you got nothing to lose and it's you against the world, why don't you be the guy who breaks tradition in the Olympics and dance to Van Halen? Or, you know, skate to Van Halen?
Well, I would, but it's a lot more fun getting first than, like, fifth. I mean, really, I could skate a great program, skate to Van Halen, and be on the edge, and the audience would love it, and the crowd would love it, but, I, you know, the judges might not. You gotta make those 9 people happy.
You know, the thing
that sucks about skating.
You know, that my wife, who did a little bit, you know, and she told me that, I mean, there is this whole culture of judging and competition where you do have to, you have to almost play a game more than any other competitive sport. You can go out and skate better than anybody else, but if you're not playing it the right way, you're not going to finish in the top 5,
well,
right?
That's what, I mean, you kind of know that about the sport when you get into it. It's not like track and field where you're going against a clock. It's,
right.
It's a very subjective sport. And in no other sport does it matter whether you have a smile on your face or what color your costume is or your haircut. I mean, in football, if you score a touchdown, you score. It doesn't matter what hairstyle you have or what color shoes you got on. But in figure skating, all that stuff is taken into account. So,
do you have certain judges where you'll go out? Do you not know who the judges are going to be until you get out there the night of your program?
I know, usually about a month before the panel. Yeah, and
so you actually can tailor your routine to the judges you know you're going to have.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Yep. Surprised you didn't know that.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Well, let's see. How about this? Now, this is kind of a mid-tempo number.
Yeah, are you going to try to pick Mike's music here, or is that what you're going to do?
I mean, I understand Van Halen is too much, but how about this? How about...
Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Well, what's the...
Thought about David Soul?
You know Starsky and Hutch? I bet you recognize this now. I can see you.
I don't even recognize you.
Your sequin cowboy hat.
Give up on his baby. How would the judges from Germany, how would they go for this?
I'll run that by my choreography. Actually, my wife does all my choreography, so I'll run that by her.
Okay, very good.
Hold on.
Well, I got to go to different discs to get different songs. So let's see what the next choice is.
Hold on. I got plenty of them.
John, I think you got a real knack for it as far as selecting the pieces that you gotta, we can go to the Olympics. Go for the gold.
If one picks the music, you can always do the choreography.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. I can help you with this, Michael. I know my way around the dance floor a little bit. I know it's not the same thing exactly, but...
Disc number four. Okay. There you go. Now, again, what we want is something that's non-offensive to the Europeans.
Now, when you play this, I'll actually see if I can work out a routine on what we should do.
Here we go. Oh, hold on. I didn't want that one.
No.
That's too much.
A little too exciting.
Was that listening to the music?
No, that was Long Train
Running. Long Train Running, yes. Okay.
Here we go.
Very good.
This is the one I was doing right there.
All right. There you go. Here
picture. Mike Weiss in a sequence. Okay, what you do is you come out and you have your hands wide and you're pulling them across your face like this. Then you go into a chicken. Like a flapping of the wings.
And smoke screen. I come from
smoke screen. Now, as soon as you get to center ice, what you do is you go into a mime routine where you're in a box. All right? Then, now when it gets to the hook, here we go. Now, at this part, go into a pogo where you just dip, where you're just jumping straight up and down. All right? All right, now we haven't really gotten to the official hook yet. So you can actually come out of the pogo and go over to the side, then go to the other side, and now right on this, now hit your knees and just start lifting up your hair. There we go. What do you think?
I like it.
It's show programs. I do some different stuff that some other skaters don't do. Like I do backflips and I do like a front handspring on the ice. I do stuff that's a lot more.
You can't do that in the Olympics, right?
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Wish they'd let you do more of that. Hey, you know, there you go, right here. There you go. What's the song?
This is not too gay. All right. This is very macho. Oh, I
could have. This would be your first choice, wouldn't it? Before the,
absolutely,
the program?
Daydream Believer.
No, this could be an encore.
pick another one. They're all good. They're all wonderful.
All right, hold on. I'll give
Michael, is this giving you any help at all? For
it is. You know, I was narrowing it down, but now it's just thrown a whole wrench into my music selection.
This one's serious. And now, this one, I swear on my kid's life, I'm not goofing you on. I swear to God. You want to do... Mike, when I swear on my kid's life...
When
I
you
mean,
put your hand over your heart, I know you're...
Oh, really? No. I mean, if you were... I mean, really, you come out to this now.
Right.
I already skated to it.
You already skated to this?
Touch me?
Yep. Really?
To me, you come out at the Olympics. You skate to this. I don't care if you're wearing a dildo.
Come on.
I mean, you,
me,
you kick some ass with the door, right?
That I am not afraid.
Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, you can do all your twirling and your
I mean, I could see you doing this.
I skated to a medley of the Doors. I skated to this, and People Are Strange. It was like a medley, and I ended with that.
Wow.
Be cool.
People Are Strange.
That would be great. Yeah. All right.
Then seriously, how about this? Have you ever thought about skating to Dennis Murphy? You've listened to the show for a number of years.
Yeah.
You're aware of his fame, his national notoriety.
Are there people out there that don't know him?
There are. They're very sad, those people. All right, well, listen, you're going to do use whatever music you have to use. Who do you think is your number one rival? Who's the guy?
Well, there's two.
Okay, they are?
Russian.
Okay.
Boo!
F them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Alexei Yagudin and Evgeny Plushenko. They've been the world champions the last few years, and I've been third behind them.
Are you getting to be an elder statesman in this business?
Well, I'm 25.
That's an old man in skating terms, isn't it?
I'm right about in the middle. Young guys are 20. Old guys, there's Todd Eldridge, who's considered the grandpa. He's 30.
It skews older in the male competition than it does in the women.
Oh, right, yeah. So the girls are
8.
Then they are girls. They're,
right.
You know, some of Tara Lipinski won at 15.
Right. All right, for those of us who are betting on the Olympics,
yeah.
If we were to bet on you, local superstar Mike Weiss, would you feel confident with someone betting gold, medal,
gold, bronze,
silver, or you know any of the above? I mean, how are you feeling going into the competition?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm basically considered an underdog right now because last two seasons I've been injured. I was already third in the world a couple times. So the bronze medal is not out of the question. The silver medal I can do. The gold medal I can even do.
Mm.
But right now, if you were in the sport of figure skating, people are overlooking me right now because these other guys have been competing the last 2 years.
Ooh. So because you can bet on anything.
So you can make a lot of money on it because the odds would be.
Right. The odds would be good.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, cool. Feel no pressure. We are on in Las Vegas. What do you say we pool our money?
Okay.
I'll put $100 in.
I'll put $100 in.
That's $200. Buzz, can we catch you for it?
I'll put in some dough. Sure.
Okay. There's Buzz.
Some dough from Buzz.
There's Buzz.
Buzz, would you like to put a figure on it?
50. I'll put in 50.
50. All right. That's 250.
Okay, 250 bucks.
Rob, would you like some of this?
Chicken, 50 bucks. $51.
All right. All right. So we'll go $301.
All right. How about just 300?
Right. So you don't need the extra. Right. We'll go $300. We'll have somebody in Vegas make the bet for us on you because the odds, like you said, are going to be, you know.
Right.
However, we'll find out what the odds are. Should we bet on the gold medal? You win the gold medal?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So right. That's what we're going to do.
Right. There you go.
And I got to know,
can you bet on a medal? Can you bet on gold, silver, or
Michael, gold? You can bet on anything. Do you know you can go to Las Vegas and you can bet on who's going to win the coin flip in a football game? You can bet on who's going to get the first down? You can bet on who's going to get the first penalty. Positive you can bet on. Well, someone from Vegas.
Okay, well, bet on metal then.
Okay. So
bet on the metal.
Bet on metal. I agree. That's what I think is a good call. Because you deal with all this other crap when you're dealing with figure skating, too. Judges and all that.
So what do you mean?
You go out and skate a perfect program. He knows this.
So what do you
and
mean?
Bet on, I thought that's what we're betting on.
Well, you're saying
you
gold.
You're gold saying metal. Gold going to the top.
Oh, so I say bet for him to medal.
All right. So
I think he's going to medal.
I think he's going to medal.
Yeah.
So is there a category in Las Vegas where we could just, someone would take the bet just to say,
Michael Weiss will medal at the Olympics.
Yeah,
will
sure.
Win a medal.
Yes, we can do that.
All right.
We can do that. Then feel no pressure, but we're going to put $300 on you.
And you just said no, and we don't want to add pressure to an already pressure-filled situation, Michael, but the fact is you will let us down if you do not medal.
And the entire United States and the Washington, D.C. area.
And Michael, if you don't medal, the terrorists win.
Remember that.
Just think about that.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your fans around the country and specifically in the Washington, D.C. area? I know you're very popular in this region.
Well, you know, the D.C. area has always been incredibly supportive of me. I've been in this area growing up and training here, you know, for 15, 17, 18 years. And they've always been awesome. But I'm actually going to be in this area in April, right after the Olympic Games. I'm coming out and I'm doing the Tour of Champions on Ice. We do 93 cities throughout the country. And if people want to find out more info on it, championsonice.com. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to be doing all summer. I'm going to be touring for 4 months, basically. I'm going to be on the road.
Were you ever given the sex quiz?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Probably took it a long time.
Absolutely.
Ago.
Yep.
Are you one of those guys you're going to abstain before before the big performance?
No, I can't.
Good for you.
Good man.
So your wife will be traveling out there with you?
Yeah, she's going to be staying. I was going to stay in the Olympic Village, but I decided because they won't let spouses stay in the Olympic Village with you that I just got a hotel room.
There you go. That's
well,
the
good
way
for you.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of Salt Lake City, what kind of a hotel are you going to get there? I mean, you get to one of those Marriott suites.
That's yeah, what I got.
You yep. Got Marriott because it's Marriott, right?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that Mormon City?
Right.
Well, I meant, what I meant was you're not going to get any booze, you're not going to get any spanker vision
mm-hmm.
because
it is Salt Lake City. But I guess that's why you got your wife there.
Yep. And I guess you probably wouldn't want to get bombed the night before the Olympics anyway.
Probably not. I've been real strict. The last 3 months, I've lost like 15 pounds.
You know, I was going to say, the last time you were on the show, you actually were larger than you were. Do you have to get into a certain weight class to compete on that level?
You don't have to, but just for my own psyche, I do it.
Right.
I want to feel like I'm in the best shape of my life for this Olympics, and I want to not look back and say, you know, I could have done this better, I could have eaten better, I could have been, you know, this. So I just have been clean and pure the whole way. I haven't had a drink of alcohol in 4 months, 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
No, I want to feel like I've sacrificed something, basically.
I haven't had a drink of alcohol three or four hours
since this morning.
It's very early this morning when you woke up.
And, of course, I know it would be too much to ask, but if you do medal, when you're standing up there, would it be possible just to get a quick, you wouldn't be picked up just to, I'm not a mic.
I'll do it.
Just
is it true that you were actually,
were you juggling with my wife at the rink the other day?
Not literally. I wasn't juggling.
Were you juggling my wife?
No.
I mean, what was that? She said she was juggling something?
Yeah, one of the coaches at the rink juggles, and he was messing around with some juggling balls.
Okay.
Really?
I don't think I want to pursue this any further.
Hold on. Here's some more added pressure for you, Mike. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to pass along a message to him, and maybe you could pass along a message from the guys in the military. Military guys really like the Olympics, and we're all going to be behind you guys and really rooting you on and watching you big time.
No more pressure. Don't forget.
Yeah, all the military. So you're skating for the entire United States military.
Yeah, feel no pressure.
Just
all right.
No, seriously, best of luck and everything. You know, and Olympics are big to us, so good luck.
Thanks. I hope I can do his problem.
All right. Kick some butt.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got a funny story for you. You remember I talking about your son with the car and the filth and the dirt? Well,
honey, hold on. We have a possible Olympic champion of the world right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Just a moment, please. Hold on a minute,
honey.
Sure.
Different agenda.
She wanted to talk about the dirt.
Hold on a second.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That lady didn't give an F what you were talking about.
No, she didn't.
Michael Weiss. Hey, listen, congratulations on just making it to the Olympics.
Thanks.
We hope you bring home the gold. And I was just wondering.
This is Glenn the janitor, Michael.
What?
This is one of our regular callers.
I'm calling in seriousness.
Yeah. Wait, hold. Hey, good
this
call,
Glenn,
Mike.
This is Glenn the janitor, one of our psycho listeners. I want to warn Michael Weiss before this call continues.
Mike, I'm congratulating you for getting in the Olympics. I'm wondering, do you get so nervous before you go out? Did you ever fart on the ice?
See, I knew that was coming. See, that's why I warned.
Serious question. Have you ever passed gas?
Regularly.
Right. All right, Glenn.
All right, listen, good luck, and bring it home for the USA, baby.
Here's Glenn.
Okay. I got $50 with you guys, Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, baby, love you guys.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you coming to New York, honey?
Hey, aren't you going to sing to us?
I love you. You are the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, sorry, Bill.
He's a janitor in an elementary school.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, this is no real pressure here, but you're going to be on TV in front of billions of people. Maybe, you know, during one of your many interviews in front of the TV audience, you can maybe throw out a hi, Don and Mike. I think that would not be uncalled for.
I already asked it. He said when he's standing up, he didn't have to say it out loud. Just mouth it. Just hi, Don and Mike.
You know what? I think if he does medal, you know, when you're up on the podium there, that would be the appropriate time. To slowly pan by, you know, you have to have that. Look, obviously, the gold medal would be the ultimate as they're playing the national anthem.
Yeah,
and then
well, there you go. Just be a mensch, you know, be a nice boy, and just take care of Don and Mike. You know, he'll always take care of you.
No, I will. I listen to him regularly. I drive all around the D.C. area all day doing my training from to and from everywhere. I listen to you guys all afternoon when I'm in the car, and then I listen to O&A on the way home, and
that's great.
Apparently, I'm the only one in D.C. that listens to
that's true.
Well, listen, best of luck to you in the Olympics.
Thanks.
You go out the 7th, you said?
Yeah, I'm leaving the 7th. Opening ceremony is the 8th, and 12th and 14th are when I compete.
All right, well, that's when everybody should watch the Olympics. Watch Michael Weiss, and keep in mind that we have money on him.
Yes, we do.
Meddling. And good luck. Make us proud.
You know, God bless America and all that crap. We really need it.
You have an open invitation to come back here when the Olympics are over.
All right, I'll show you guys the medal.
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
That's Michael Weiss, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Good man.
All right, get out of here now.
Get out. Good luck.
Okay, Michael, good luck.
Good luck.
Take care. Have a safe trip out there, buddy.
Future Olympian, Olympic champion.
He's definitely smaller than he was the last time he was here.
I mean, he's an Olympian, but he's a future Olympic champion.
That's right.
Very exciting.
Medal winner.
Yeah.
No fag.
I think he started by playing hockey.
Like Spoon.
We've had him on the show a bunch of times. That's the first question we asked him.
Yeah.
You like Vag?
Didn't he come by like when we had naked women in here the last time?
He did.
Yeah, he sure did.
Likes the Boon. He does indeed.
Yeah, well, there he is.
you know, Tom Hanks really did it for male skaters when he did that routine at Rockefeller Center when he had the sequin cowboy hat.
You know, I for one really, to be honest, I could give a rat's ass about the Olympics.
See, I love the Winter Olympics.
I don't get into it at all. But now I've got a rooting interest to watch our guy on the 12th and the 14th.
The only thing I will point out to you is when you watch, if you really do follow that and you're rooting for Michael Weiss, it'll be interesting to hear your take on it because it is unbelievably subjective. It is very weird. He can go out, skate a perfect program, do very well, and you will have, you know, the Russian judge will not want to come over to that.
All right, well, good. Well, yeah. All right. Well, either way, we've got a reason to root now.
And he's an underdog, as he said. He, you know, in the skating community, because he has been injured the last couple of years, he is an underdog, so it should be interesting.
We need someone from Vegas to call us, go to a casino and find out what the odds are on Mike Weiss meddling at the Olympics, because if we lay down $300,
I might throw a little side bet down for the gold.
You think so? You feel that strongly about it?
Well, I think he's fantastic. If he's on his game, I mean, you know, the one thing about skating, you know right away if he's out of the medal, and that's if, you know, he goes up on both his triple jumps and right on his ass.
We should really compare the odds versus meddling versus gold, because if it's good odds for gold, that's where we should put all the money.
Yeah. But I think meddling is, you know, he kind of indicated that. He will be, he will be even an underdog for a medal.
How goofy would that be if the odds were like 150 or 200 to 1?
Oh,
well,
God.
You know, how much money would that be, Rob?
I'm sure that there are people on websites right now that are probably going to call us that will be able to let us know what the odds are.
$300 at 150 to 1, we'd get back $4,500.
There you go.
It's a lot of money.
Are we all going to put it into one pool our research?
Yeah, we'll be like the dummies you see who win the lotteries, where it's the group of people together.
Right. Yeah,
it'd be great. $1,000.
Hold on, here's Melissa from Vegas. She says she'll place the bet for it.
Oh, how nice.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, honey. What casino would you go to?
I'll go to any of the local casinos. We have a lot that aren't on the strip that I would go to.
Yeah, can you find odds on something along the lines of Michael Weiss and what his odds are for meddling?
Yeah.
If you could do that and call us back, wouldn't we give her a percentage of the winnings for,
sure, sure,
for doing the legwork?
0.1% 1%.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to put in some money, too, then.
Ah, very good.
Oh, well, even better. Okay, all right, great. Hold on, Melissa. Hold on a second.
You won the gold medal. We won in
Chief Anishus.
Yeah.
Good day.
We never find the ticket. Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, I have to correct myself. $45,000. If they are indeed $100,000.
Well, also, can't we use one of them offshore betting sites that they have? I mean, you can bet on everything.
Yeah,
I know the internet. Well, no, the internet actually.
I'd rather do it in Las Vegas
by handing it to this woman, a total stranger.
No, you know, we get someone from the radio station.
Yeah, I mean, out there in Vegas.
Yeah, someone from whatever the station is that we're on.
Get our board on. Do it.
Yeah.
An honest disc jockey.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing? You want somebody from Vegas? You got me. I'm a bookie over there. Scooch from the Claridge.
Now, listen, can you get us odds on...
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah.
God, it's Glenn again.
I know who we should call. We should call Papa Grippy.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Rob Grippy's dad, who runs one of the casinos out there.
Or Max Bear.
Granny, 150 to 1, Granny.
Hello, Gene.
Yeah, tell the guys, Rob, especially, the math on that is $300 at 150 to 1 is $45,000.
Yeah, he had that. He had that.
He's already corrected himself.
Rob knew that, actually, going in. He was hoping nobody would alert us that he would be able to pocket roughly $38,000. And I'm thinking that if Michael Weiss is as big as an underdog as he thinks he is, probably I'm being conservative.
He might be being modest also. I'm not sure how favored he is.
Maybe I'm conservative when I say the odds would be 100 to 1 that he'd win the gold medal. Maybe the odds would be 1,000 to 1.
I'd like to know.
And in that case, we'd win
$300,000.
No, no, no. Shut up. We'd win how much? $450,000.
You said 1,000 to 1.
Right.
Times 300.
Well, no, times 400. Right. 100, 200. How much are you kicking in?
350,
300. Oh, 300. Okay. That's right. You guys sure you don't want to kick it up to 100?
Hello, Richie.
Pretty sure.
Richie, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Richie.
How you doing that,
Richie?
Boy?
We're doing okay. Hi, Rich.
I make book here in New York. Michael White, 69, when based off the spread in the condition.
John, I wish your phone was working.
Your phone, we finally got a...
F you.
Oh, it's not even a bookie. It's the guy who calls the burp all the time.
And we can do this in Atlantic City, too. You got the, you know, it's not just Vegas. You got Atlantic City going on.
I don't know. I got a better feel about Vegas.
You know what? I don't. I'll tell you why. Because of the distance factor. I'm nervous about that.
All right. Well, listen.
I just want to find out what the odds are. We can do it over in London.
I'm not going to. Listen,
you bet on, if you can bet on anything in this country, you can bet on anything in London.
Listen, let's just make this agreement among us. I'll give you maybe Atlantic City over Las Vegas because it's closer.
And I like the idea of laying a bet down. I really
we could go there physically, you and I, to Atlantic City and lay down the bet ourselves. But let's just keep it in the contiguous United.
Bang!
Yeah, okay. Road trip, we may just have figured out a real good reason to go to Atlantic City and do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Bang!
Okay, got a break. More show coming right up.
Digital home plan, 100% digital, 100% static free. I cannot wait to watch the Food Channel with beautiful digital television.
And you know me, I like watching one thing, and I like my cunning honey watching something else. And generally, I try to keep my kid away from the TV, but he likes watching his own stuff. You can hook up as many as 4 TVs to one satellite dish.
Now, let me tell you something about myself. I love movies. You know that, don't you? And they've got a gazillion. I actually read that number. A gazillion movie channels on Dish Network. That's why I'm excited about it.
Mike, I'll tell you that they have 8 HBOs, 10 Showtimes, 8 Stars, and 3 Cinemax. That's 29 movie channels.
Call 800-333-DISH so you can get your Dish Network installed right now.
Some restrictions apply. Ask for details when you call
833-333-DISH. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right, right, Jerry.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Let's go to Johnny. Hey, John. Are ye there, Johnny?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
All right. Did you read the screen? Did you see what it said?
Did I read what?
Did you read your screen and see what it said about what I have to say?
My screen says nothing. My screen simply says a guy named John.
That's interesting. See, you have to get better people to type for you, man.
Now you seem to have an attitude, my friend. You seem to have a chip on your shoulder, axe to grind, an agenda. What is the deal with you, D.A.?
I know that Lisa actually wants Scott Farrell.
What?
I know that Lisa wants Scott Farrell.
Get out of here. Good boy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Toodaloo, ass.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hold on. You know what I just did? I just hung up on that guy, and I just did that thing. So
hit the big button.
Yeah, sorry about
big
that.
Big red button that went crash.
You know, generally we don't like screening calls.
Yeah.
And when we take calls from out of city, from whether they're from Seattle or from New York or Portland, a lot of times I don't got anything except a name.
Uh-huh.
It just says the name and what to go to.
When you get a guy like that, you see that's going to talk about? Is it up on your screen?
I played a Jerry Seinfeld tape here for you a second ago. This guy, horse face, just pissed me off. That he had a routine on one of his CDs.
one of his comedy CDs, one of his... Well, he used to go around and do stand-up before he became Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bits was called Candy, about little kids, what they think about candy.
Candy?
You know, candy, good candy. Who has candy? I'll do anything for candy. Mommy, Daddy, I want candy. Whatever it takes, I'll do it. Well, Little Brown's Children's Books will publish Jerry Seinfeld's first ever children's book called Get Candy.
Now, the proceeds going to a charity?
I always ask that because Jerry Seinfeld has
all the money.
So much money.
Let me see.
It will be a color picture book based on Seinfeld's comedy routines.
Candy!
About the two C's of Halloween, candy and costumes. It's a routine that's completely transformed into a children's book. You get the whole experience of Halloween, lots of details, candy, ringing doorbells. The story centers on a little boy named Jerry.
Oh, little Jerry.
It's hilarious. In fact, the publisher has the book pegged as being for all ages.
Of course.
First printing of 200,000 copies planned for September 1st. Someone else will provide the illustrations. Jerry Seinfeld's been very involved in bringing the book to publication. He also wants a hardcover copy of the book with a book and CD package with Jerry Seinfeld reading the story in front of children.
I don't hear anything about charity.
Mm-mm.
Jerry Seinfeld plans to make national appearances to promote the book, starting in May in New York.
So we don't know whether that might just be adding to the Seinfeld empire.
That's all that is.
Is his wife pregnant?
They have a 14-year-old.
They have a baby out of here, right?
14-month-old.
Okay,
they got a baby.
That's why he's doing it, right?
Yeah, but still.
Well, well it's for the money.
I know, it pisses you off.
I mean, a children's book. Is he looking for dates again?
Who are these children? And what he did is he put the costume on and then knocked on the door of a woman named Shoshana.
All right, come on, Jerry.
Who had big boobs.
You got the money. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We are going to someone's home this Saturday, for a live Las Vegas-style show with all the accoutrements.
Yes, all the trimmings.
Now, let me tell you what's involved. That we come to someone's home Saturday, Super Bowl Saturday, for a Las Vegas-style show. It's me, it's Mike, it's Rob, it's Buzz, it's Lisa, it's Slow Joe. It's Tom, it's No Dennis Murphy. It's Homo Joe, it's Cheryl the Big Dyke, it's Mr. 40, it's Grady Smoke. It is... The strip games. It is the naked games. It is the
nude feud.
It is the nude feud. It is the underwear fashion show.
Yeah.
It is the Monica Lewinsky cigar contest, banned by local ordinances. Okay? It is total nudity. It is the Tom Gavin challenge. It is the Homo Joe challenge.
Right.
It is a disc jockey with music. It is all of our sound effects. It is $500 for you to buy refreshments, snacks for you and your friends.
Wow.
Right, absolutely.
And we come with cash prizes.
Yes, we will be giving away cash money to the winners.
Just like we do at our big arena Las Vegas-style shows. $500 first place for the underwear fashion show. $500 first place for the nude feud. $100 for the Tom Gavin challenge. $100 for the Homo Joe challenge.
Wow. A very exciting show.
And because it happens in your house, we don't have to worry about local ordinances.
No, I believe the term would be anything goes.
PTA groups, etc. All we ask is that you invite to the home that we select
the fantastic participants,
a diverse group of people, most importantly being girls who don't mind taking it off.
Yes, right. Because really that's what makes a Las Vegas-style show sing.
Mm-hmm. So we received over 1,500 entries.
Wow.
We thank you for that. It's now time to reveal the top five contenders. Because we're coming to your house.
Let's sing a song. Okay, Mo. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We're coming to your house.
We're coming to your house.
We are.
To have a good time.
Woo-hoo!
Ha, ha, ha,
when the Stooges were old.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We're coming to your house.
So mommy won't like us.
No, mommy won't like us.
No, I guarantee that. Your mommy won't like it. Bring your instruments.
Well, your dad will hate us.
We're coming to your house to break up the joint.
Now, Larry, that's no way to talk when somebody invites you to their house. We got an invitation in writing.
Should
when
read
you
it.
Hear the bell ring. When you hear the bell ring.
You got an invitation?
Doorbell, stupid. I never heard of a stupid doorbell. Oh, please let us in.
Oh, please let us in. Now we're going to come to your house, too.
And Larry will play on.
Pleasure you.
His new violin.
I have got a violin. Would you like one?
I've had a little
stroke. Here it is. Oh, my shit. Oh, we'll have a party.
Oh, we'll have a party.
Party all day.
We'll have a party.
A party all day.
Come to your house.
All night, Super Bowl Saturday.
Coming to your house. We're coming to stay.
I believe I need.
Here we are.
I'm Larry.
I'm Mo.
I'm Curly Joe.
Hi, folks.
How's everybody?
Great to be here.
Okay, need the symphony.
This is coming to your house, Mo.
I'm going to tell you right now the five cities.
Finalists.
The five finalist cities that are in the running.
Wow.
These cities are.
Trying to find the city on there?
Yeah. Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg. Am I allowed to announce the five cities?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Don't know why I'm coming in here. I guess because you're the producer.
Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Good. Reno, Nevada.
Very exciting.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland.
And finally, just for Mike, just for Rob, not Sacramento, but very close in Stockton, California. Stockton! Stockton, California.
There they are.
So those are the five cities.
The finalists.
You have Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Stockton, California.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the letters. Now, you're going to you probably figure out. Well, I'll tell you where the letters are from because we're going to keep the winner secret.
Right.
But you'll know where the letters are from. And then what we want you to do really is. Go to WNEW.com, go to the instant feedback, and over the next hour or so, or actually, you know, this should be a contest since we're on tape delay in many markets. We should not announce the winner till tomorrow.
Very good. We'll get the results.
So all the people like in Baltimore and Sacramento and San Francisco hearing us on tape delay will be able to vote as well for their favorite. Go to instant feedback, WNEW.com.
Very good.
Click on Don and Mike and just vote for your favorite letter. Please don't do it on a territorial basis.
Right.
Don't vote for the guy from Virginia because you live in Virginia, or the guy in Long Island because you live in Long Island. And vote for where you think
the most deserving letter comes from.
Okay? So here are, and we tried to be pretty objective. And like, there were some letters like, I was fond of the letter from Salt Lake City.
Right.
That one got voted down. And Mike had, Mike had a letter from the Sacramento area that Mike was for.
Yep.
And that one got voted out.
Right.
Buzz was screaming Wichita the whole time.
Please, can we?
Right. Here we go. Here are your five finalists. And they are, in no particular order. Dear Don and Mike, I'm writing this letter to say you need to have your Las Vegas-style show here at my house in Reno. A good friend of ours has been dating a girl who works at the Bunny Ranch in Carson City, and we are sure we can get her to bring along many of the girls she works with.
Wow!
We saw you when you were here last, and my wife got up and played the Nude Feud. We think it would be a blast to party with you guys. Salute!
That is
finalist number one.
Very good.
From Reno.
All right.
Finalist number two. from Virginia.
Virginia.
This is the one, the rhyme one. Amy, Christie, and Ann are as hot and funny as girls can be. Plus, we have lots of hot friends that are like us three. We all have boring lives, but our threesomes are always great, so join the party at our house. Trust us, it's fate.
Mm.
We have fun personalities, but looks are really our best. Well, almost, you can't beat our six fake breasts. We drink a ton of beer and bottles of wine, too. Don't think we're lightweights. We'll prove it to you. We would hand deliver this to prove our beauty and fun, but we would hate to see your premature
yeah.
gentleman's relish.
Hi.
Remember to bring Lisa, Rob, and Homo Joe, too. The rest is up to you. We're up for anything, and we mean it all. We're the life of the party, and you'll have a ball. We hate Jack Diamond and are only faithful to you guys. Hey, did I mention our breast size?
Oh!
38C, 36C, 36D. We won't disappoint you or your stripper's girlfriends either, because all of the selected invitees will like the beaver.
Ooh!
Please pick us. We're lots of fun. We're really hot. None of this is a lie, promise. Everyone else claims to be fun with hot girls to boot. They lie. We are the hot girls.
Wow.
That's a strong letter. That is a very strong letter.
That's choice number two,
mm-hmm.
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
All right.
Choice number three. Keep in mind we are running the risk on being burned by Glenn the Janitor.
Yeah.
Yes. But after giving this much thought, we have decided that this is a legitimate letter.
We have checked the authenticity.
Don and Mike, I'm perfect for your Las Vegas-style show. I listen every day with everyone in my office. You guys rule. I live in Long Island. I'm 23. I have a hot 23-year-old girlfriend, and we both have several really hot 23- to 25-year-old lady friends who enjoy relations with each other.
Oh!
One of my friends was a New England Patriots cheerleader who graduated from the Harvard School of Business.
Wow.
I have another friend who has had small parts in many movies without her clothes on. You might remember her from the scene in Road Trip where Tom Green is telling the story about how the girls would walk around topless in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
She was the naked chick who had some dialogue.
Incredible.
Please choose me, because who else can give you 23-year-old naked lesbians. Nobody.
Strong letter.
That is strong.
That's letter number three.
Uh-huh. No particular order.
Letter number four from Annapolis, Maryland. Top 10 reasons to have the Vegas-style show at my house. I live with two hot chicks. Each of my roommates has at least 10 recent graduated college hot chick friends. I get a discount at the local liquor store. Three words. Hot, drunk chicks.
That's very significant.
I am hopelessly irresponsible, but I do have a vacuum cleaner with attachments.
Wow.
My roommate always keeps her gun collection locked, despite the fact that my house has huge plate glass windows and sliding doors. Mike, almost no one has ever smashed through them with their head. We can all agree Las Vegas, Annapolis is the Las Vegas of the East Coast, and going to the bathroom, Don, outside is not only allowed, but encouraged.
Oh.
And finally, the number one reason you should select my home, bobbing for kittens.
Fascinating little twist wow. there, and I was always wow. fond of that.
And the final choice, the final city, the final letter that we like the best.
Yes.
Stockton, California.
Stockton!
Dear Don and Mike, I'd like to start by saying, I am a loser. I can make this Las Vegas-style show happen. I try not to think of myself as a loser, but when it's staring you directly in the face, you can't hide from it. However, I may be a loser, but I have a lot of attributes that will contribute to a successful show. To begin with, I have a variety of friends that almost all will surely die of liver complications in due time. We are abnormals and rejects alike, but we have one thing in common, the Don and Mike show. We are a variety of mutants that stretch from young, old, fat, skinny, big-breasted, small-breasted, crippled, and downright alcoholics.
My God.
Willing to do anything to make this show happen.
That's enthusiasm.
In other words, a perfect group for the perfect show. My home is the perfect location. I can hold up to 100 people without even using my backyard. The only neighbor that would cause any havoc just died. So it's perfect. No complaints from her. The rest of the neighbors are devoted Don and Mike fans. Just to let you know what kind of people you're dealing with, most parties contain nudity and panty tossing. It's a normal occurrence.
My only concern is the $500 allowance I'll have to spend on beverages. Again, I'm not lying when I say my friends are full-blown alcoholics.
Sounds like he wants more money for booze.
But don't worry, Donna Mike. I'll provide all necessary adjustments to make sure the booze is slow and strong. I'll provide you with cigars, cigarettes, pills for Mike, whiskey, martinis, whatever Lisa wants, which is almost everything from what I've heard. And I almost forgot, Buzz, I have a big bag of wacky tobacco waiting on the kitchen counter when you arrive.
Don't give the street address.
I can see it now, and I'm going to say it's going to be the best goddamn Las Vegas-style show ever. Sky's the limit, boys. Up to you to make it happen.
Wow.
Just give me the okay.
Wow.
And let the good times roll.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the five finalists. Let's give them all a round of applause.
Those are the five cities. Now, each of us, Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Lisa, Joe, we will have votes. Those are six votes, meaning we could have a tie. The tiebreaker will be you.
Yeah.
The Donna Mike listening audience. So keeping in mind that we want you to go to WNEW.com and click on Instant Feedback. Do it whenever you're hearing this show. We're going to count up the votes and let you know tomorrow who your vote is for. Again, number one was the letter from Reno.
Reno!
That's with the Bunny Ranch Girls. Yeah. Number two is the letter from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's with the three hot girls that that want to have it at their house.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Long Island, New York.
That's the New England Patriots cheerleader. Oh.
However, keep in mind, she's going to be at the Super Bowl this weekend.
Ah.
So I would say that that discounts that fact. I mean, this guy Dante may have other hot girls, but the Patriots cheerleader will not be there.
Interesting.
Okay. Number three, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, the guy who had the top 10 list bobbing for kittens.
Interesting. That's the one from Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland. And number five, the guy who has friends who are all alcoholics from Stockton, California.
Yes, sirree.
So which do you like best? You guys, our listeners, our great listeners, you get an equal vote. And yours might be the vote that decides.
Yours might be the one that kicks it over the top.
Yeah. Again, one more time. Letter number one, Reno. Letter number two, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Number three, Long Island,
right.
New York. Number four, Annapolis, Maryland. Number five, Stockton, California.
We want to thank everybody. That's all 1,500 letters that came in.
Yes, we do.
They're all fantastic.
Pretty good.
And we also want to give special mention to all our five finalists. These are great letters. And, well, now let the games begin.
Okay. I think maybe right now we could use a quick, certainly put no one on the spot, but
do a little quick vote here.
Why don't we all just write down by number again, which you like best, guys.
Well, why don't we write it down by the location? I think that'd be easier to remember.
Okay. All right. Let's see that. Let's see, Robbie and... okay, hold on.
All right. I'm in.
Okay. Let's see, Lisa, are you going to write one down?
Yep.
Everybody's making their choices.
We have a consensus here. All right, Mike.
All right.
As it turns out, Mike and I agree.
Hey, very good.
Rob, Lisa, and Buzz agree.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe? Joe's with us, Mike.
That's good.
So right now, right now I'll tell you, we are divided.
Wow.
There are three of us in this room for one location.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, all of this can change between now and tomorrow.
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, there's three of us. Me and Mike and Joe are selecting one city. Rob and Lisa and Buzz are selecting the other city.
Interesting.
Mike, no entry from Seattle made it into the finals.
Oh, really?
Why did you just write down Seattle?
I've always wanted to go to Seattle.
The letters from Seattle didn't make the final cut. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, listen, it's up to you. I'm sorry, we didn't have any from Portland that made the finals.
Okay. All right.
Guys, it's up to you. Go to the website. Right now, we're divided.
Right now.
And let me say something. Ladies and gentlemen,
you would be surprised at the two cities that we're split on right now.
I know.
You'd be really, really surprised.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, there we have it.
That's it. We're coming.
So we're going to base kind of like the audience votes on who's going to kick it over the top.
Right. Well,
okay.
We can change our minds between now and tomorrow. That was just a straw poll that we threw out there.
Right. We're coming to your house.
You heard it. We're coming to your house.
Have a good time.
On Saturday night. Because we're on a tape delay in some cities, we're going to give you until tomorrow.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We know you.
To go to WNEW.com.
Like us.
Vote on the instant feedback.
Like
for the letter that you like the best. What do you think?
The most fun was.
You stop it. Just stop it, Rob. Rob, stop it. Mike, stop it.
There they go again.
Stop it, Mike.
I'm going to let the secret out of the bag.
Hey, knock it off.
I'm going to let the secret out of the bag.
Knock it off.
Who you voted for?
No.
Okay, Mr.
Dodge. I supposedly hate Sacramento.
Okay.
All right. That's it. That's where we stand. We'll announce the winner tomorrow. Thanks to everybody that entered. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I tell you to work it, not jerk it.
Damn right.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, and these are just very preliminary preliminary results. I mean, we only played like 5 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, but people are already getting into this contest.
You know. Check it out.
Here's how you folks are voting right now. It's a two-city battle thus far.
Is it really?
Stockton, California right now is leading the listener vote.
Very, no surprise there.
Very close. Second place, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's the town with the three girls.
Catching up third,
Reno.
Reno, Nevada with the Bunny Ranch ladies. Now, of course, you know, this is all, you know, we each get a vote and you guys get a vote. We won't announce it until tomorrow. To give all the taped delay markets a chance to catch up.
Right.
So keep voting. Vote early. Vote often.
Pretty dramatic.
WNEW.com. Just click on the Donna Mike instant feedback. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to share your pain in the Green Bay Packers deal.
Packers. Oh, the Packers. Oh, hey, that's 2 weeks old there, man.
I know, man, but I just had I had something I wanted to tell you about. I have a black Green Bay Packers jersey. I was wondering if you had that one.
You got the black one?
Yeah.
The black one?
Yes, I do, sir.
Look at that. You should see the twinkle in his eyes there. Yeah. He's intrigued by this call.
Well, that's good. I'm really excited to get on with you guys. I listen to you guys constantly every day, 4-hour club.
Where do you get the black one at?
I got it here at one of the malls in Madison.
Yeah,
the Madison Mall.
I got to get me one of the black Packer jerseys.
Is that for a practice jersey or is that a throwback jersey?
I think it's a throwback one.
No, they never wore the black jersey.
Oh, well, I know that, but...
Was it one from when Vince died?
Boo!
Well, you have the goals?
I tell you guys what.
Daddy!
Incidentally, you know, I have to mention this because this happened up in New York last week.
It did.
Buzz Burbank, who has been referred to as... John Riggins is the young Jerry Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
The very latest, I believe it was on the elevator buzz,
that's
where an
correct.
Elderly gentleman said, you look like a young Vince Lombardi.
Oh, you look like Lombardi's kid.
He got off the elevator.
And let's take a look at Buzz. Buzz, could you take the glasses off,
right.
The headphones off, and maybe pull your hair back a little bit. And there he is, the young Vince Lombardi.
Can you get this man a fedora?
Yes, please.
Buzz, could the compliments come any quicker or any faster?
I am so honored. I can't believe it.
But, you know, that's full circle, because didn't Stiller play Lombardi in some commercials?
Yes, he did.
ESPN?
Really? No, a Nike commercial.
Nike,
did.
That's...
Yeah.
Buzz, don't you remember the good old days where you used to be referred to, like, as... The Brady Bunch dad, or
right.
Mm-hmm. G.I. Joe with real-life hair and beard.
I remember those days. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Frank.
No problem. Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, good day to you, sir. Give me one of those black Packer jerseys.
Yeah.
Hey, Garrett, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello?
I'm calling. I might know one of the girls who wrote a letter from Long Island, New York. I was wondering if you can help me find out if it is that girl.
The letter was written by a guy.
Oh, it was by a guy.
Yeah, letter was written by a guy.
He said he was in Road Trip?
No.
He said a girlfriend of his was in Road Trip.
And she'll be at the party? Because I know a girl from this area. I'm calling from Manhattan, and she's in Road Trip. I know her. She's really sexy.
This girl gets around.
This guy, in the letter, he says, if you go to Road Trip, there's a scene, she has a speaking line where they're talking about nudity, and she's standing right behind Tom Green, and she's naked.
I believe that is the girl that I know. I know a girl in Road Trip in that exact scene. That's the only one she's in. She did have a brief speaking line, but I don't know how many girls in this area were in that movie. But
all right, thank you, my friend.
Her, she's hot.
All right, thanks, man. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, thanks.
I want to talk to Don.
I'm here. Go, what?
Go.
You liar.
He's right here, sir. Go on.
What do you mean, D.A.? Hello?
I want to tell you why I can't have the party at my house.
You're a dumbass?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, toodaloo ass.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, this is Joel from Baltimore. Did you guys hear anything on the news about the polar bear plunge that happened Saturday? Down in Annapolis, Maryland?
Buzz, did you get anything on that?
I saw something about that, yes.
Did you? Would you guys like to donate some money next year? Because I did jump in, and the water was pretty goddamn cold.
Why was 60 degrees here on Saturday?
Yeah, and the water wasn't. It was only 38 degrees.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but also, I mean, one of the things about a polar swim is you do it when it's kind of like 15 degrees out.
Do you think it was warm Saturday and Sunday? Buzz and I were just out of Cancer Corner.
Is it balmy today?
Christ, it's like 75 degrees outside.
Hey, guys. I'm down in Southern Maryland now, and it's great. The windows are rolled down, and there are fans running, and fantastic.
Put the top down.
Why would, listen, what is that? Is this some
Special Olympics.
Charity? Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
all right, so you're pitching for a charity. Well, maybe if it's colder next year. You
know last year they jumped into a Slurpee.
I tell you what, I'll donate money if you throw a... Watch it now. Come on.
You throw one of the kids in.
Oh, stop it.
And let me watch them climb out.
Yeah, I'll donate money for
it. Guys, you're not having a good day.
That's just mean.
That's very mean.
You roll the wheel.
You're mean.
You just roll the wheelchair. You just roll the wheelchair right down to the hole in the ice. And
Well,
just
take some of Mike's pills and give them to the kids.
Okay.
And
fantastic.
And that'll go
there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm calling from Austin, Texas, and I want to know why they don't promote your show back here at all.
Let me just think about that for a second. Where'd you say you called from? New York?
Austin.
Where are you calling from? Washington?
Austin.
You know, they don't promote our show anywhere where we are.
Why?
Because the show usually takes care of itself. Yeah.
But you would think they'd let somebody know it even exists. I sort of stumbled onto it, originally from California. You're in a city here with the largest college population in the nation, with 50,000 kids. You guys have smoke over here.
Let me ask you a legitimate question. You've discovered the show, correct?
Correct.
You listen to the show and you enjoy it.
But I know the show, though, too.
What?
I know of the show.
You know of the show, so, I mean, you found it, you're enjoying it. What does it matter?
I can answer that.
What?
He's originally from California, Mike.
Rob, behave yourself.
Let me finish.
What part of California, sir?
Spread the good word.
I'm originally from Fresno.
Fresno.
I don't even know if you're still on there.
Wow.
Listen, all I know is that if you live somewhere where you're getting the show, be happy you're getting the show.
That's right.
Oh, I am, but I don't want to lose it, though, either. That's why I wish you would twist these guys' arms.
We're on. We're doing well there. Everything's fine. We just went back on in Austin like a month ago.
Well,
right?
What is the point of this phone call?
Let me tell you how they do things seriously at Infinity Broadcasting.
although recently that rule's been broken
for some disc jockeys.
Yes. But basically the way it was always explained to Mike and I is that Infinity equals cheap.
Right.
Which means if we hire disc jockeys and we put you on radio stations, why the hell should we buy TV or bus boards or billboards to advertise if you're so freaking great,
people will listen to the show.
Word of mouth will get around, and that's how you will get listeners.
That's
and
how.
When did you guys start following the rules?
Hey, hold on. Okay, let's take this just one more step about following the rules. We don't have any choice in this. Do you know how much a billboard costs, even in a city like Austin?
I wouldn't have a clue, but I thought maybe the local affiliate would want to promote it.
I'm guessing it probably costs. That's part of the whole thing. When the network goes to the affiliate and they say, okay, and because now we don't do it barter anymore, now they pay for the show.
Right.
Now they say, listen, buy this show. And the great thing about buying this show is that you don't have to advertise it.
Ask you one question then, please.
What?
Has anyone else ever called from Austin? Because I've never heard anybody call from Austin.
Yes.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls from Austin.
Really?
You want to talk? Listen, DA, here's another guy from Austin right here. Who's this, Kevin?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Kevin, what's wrong with this guy?
Well, the thing is that I'm kind of calling to disagree with the guy because they haven't given you guys any publicity at all since you've been back on the air down here.
Why are you disagreeing with him?
No, I said I called to agree with him.
Well, I guess I called
to reiterate what he's saying. You guys are getting no publicity down here.
We have never asked for it. How exactly would you like them to publicize it?
Well, I don't know, because the previous affiliate that you were on didn't seem to have any problems in getting you guys out there, because you guys were a real popular show back in...
What do you mean, getting us out there?
Well, getting people to know that you guys are on the air.
Like what?
Like
what?
How'd they do that?
Well, let me see. It was, I know they did some advertising like they did, like in the local newspaper and stuff like that, but it also became word of mouth.
Okay, Bingo. What did we just say? It's word of mouth. And if you want to be, and if you want to be exactly scientifically correct, I remember the station we were on in Austin was KJFK.
Right.
And do you know all that they ever did to promote this show was they put "Listen to Don and Mike 2 to 6" on urinal cakes. Do you remember this?
I remember that because we thought it was
that's
funny.
True.
That's they put "Listen to Don and Mike 2 and 6" on urinal cakes at rest stops. That's all they did. Other than that, it was exactly what you just said. Word of mouth, man.
Right, and the sad thing was that the management that had that station back then, they screwed you guys.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
You guys got hosed. You got hosed by a sports disc jockey.
Yeah, but we've also, that has happened to us
the
in
whole,
affiliates all over the country.
But as I recall, the whole station ended up getting blown up.
You know what it is now?
It's like soft rock.
No, it's Mexican now.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
And they fired everybody, all the management team at that station.
Right, yeah, and that just happened in one day.
So now we're on a new station.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is your point?
Have you ever been to Austin?
No, sir. Excuse me. I was asking the other gentleman what his point is.
No. My point is that
no.
when you guys were on the air before, you guys were real popular here. And then when you got screwed over and you went off the air, everybody was hoping that Don and Mike would come back on in some way, shape, or form.
And now we're back on.
Yeah, you're back on. But there was nothing put out in the paper.
Okay, okay. Please, listen. I don't want to argue with you because you're obviously a fan of the show. But think back to when the show first went on in Austin, Texas.
Right.
When it first went on the other station. There was no giant publicity machine at that point either.
Right, but then...
No. There was no giant publicity machine for the other station.
I understand.
It'll happen. You're listening. The other guy's listening. I got some other douchebag on the phone from Austin who's listening now.
Hey, you've got 2 listeners and you make our butt itch.
What?
Yeah, right. I agree.
Well, you know, I hate calls like this. I'll tell you why.
Because they're dumbass calls. I mean, they want something that we don't bring to the table. First of all, if we have anything to do with it, it's the local affiliate. That's if you have an issue. But what I don't understand is
you got to get publicity.
You break rules. Hello, here's another guy from Austin. El Ray.
Don, this is El Ray OX.
El Ray. Hello, El Ray.
El Ray.
What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to agree with you. When you got us your first time on the show, you were never advertised for in Austin.
Yeah.
The only time you ever got any press was when you were kicked off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Now, that made the front page of the Austin newspaper
the day that we got kicked off the radio.
That made the front page of the Austin newspaper.
All right. Thank you, my friend. See you later.
Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I figured out why you guys aren't very popular in New York. There's no publicity down here.
Yeah, right. Right, because everywhere you look in New York, man, you see WNEW billboards everywhere.
Absolutely.
Hey, can I tell you something? Nothing made me sicker than the other day driving down the New Jersey Turnpike. I mean, I'm fine with the fact that they don't advertise us or anything on any company.
You've gotten used to that.
In this whole market. But I am going to get a gun, and I am going to blow a hole through Elvis Duran's goddamn face. I have to drive past that on the New Jersey Turnpike one more time and see Elvis Duran and the Z Morning Zoo.
We have, forever, since we have been with this company, we have understood one thing. We are not going to get that kind of exposure. It has never been offered. It has never been expected. We don't expect it. The people that we work for expect us not to expect it, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way it will be as long as we're with this company.
The Elvis Duran thing looks goofy anyway.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, have you seen the Burger King commercial where it's just the disembodied head of B.B. King bouncing around in between the hamburgers?
Sure.
That's kind of like what the Elvis Duran thing is
like.
I've seen it
on the train, actually.
Yeah, just the big...
Nuts.
And furthermore, I mean, that thing they have for WABC, where they've got the...
All the heads?
All the heads on the back of the bus.
Yeah, with the Rush and that Hannity, whatever the hell guy is.
You know, for the most part, I think it's a good idea to promote radio station. I'm not against advertising, promoting a radio station,
right.
But... Don't do it with pictures.
Keep the pictures away.
That's very bad news.
It's radio.
I mean, if you're going to do it, at least... I'll tell you what. We do have some advertising here on WJFK in D.C. for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some bus boards around town, and we are on the subway around town. But the only reason that we got that deal is because Mel bought the company that sells the advertising.
Well, it's Viacom.
Yeah, and we get... Whatever they can't sell.
Yeah, Viacom. Part of Viacom's empire is billboards and exposure like that. And so,
like, if they've got a bunch of bus boards that they can't sell,
the one over by the dump is empty.
Yeah, that's why generally you see most of the ads for WJFK in Southwest.
You can go on the train, for example. I use the train because I take the train all the time up to New York. You can look down at the bottom of those billboards, a lot of those billboards, and you will see the name Viacom on the. On the bottom of those billboards.
Correct, right.
Right.
And we get whatever leave-ins they have. If they have an avail, we get it.
Now, I'm always very confused when people call that have discovered the show, that are enjoying the show, that are listening to the show, and then they want us to advertise. They found the show, and
well,
that guy...
You know, in a way, that's good, though, because
they want to be part of the team.
They don't want it to go away.
Right. Right.
And, you know,
I don't think we're going away in Austin. I think we're doing okay down there.
I know, we got a break. Hello, Donna, Mike, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you fart on the radio anymore?
I get bored with it. I mean, we farted on the radio for the longest amount of time.
Well, sir, I'll have you know.
But I didn't get bored with it.
Sir, I'll have you know. There's not a day that goes by that we don't fart on the radio.
Well, I always closer to the speaker when you were doing it.
Closer to the speaker.
I mean, it's subjective. It was my call. We did it for about a year.
Right.
And I started getting bored with it. Yeah, sorry.
But why haven't you advertised that?
Yeah. See you later.
That's somebody who's, we'll take it under advisement.
Well, sure.
Well, maybe if we get a big one going one day, you never know.
All right, we got it. We do have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Don't know. They're good. Don and Mike.
All right, we got the five letters. The five cities we decided with the best letters to win the Las Vegas-style show in your house on Saturday night.
Super Bowl Saturday, and here you go. Hope you heard the letters.
Go to WNEW.com and click on the Don and Mike icon. Then go to Instant Feedback.
I can't take anything you say seriously with the Bee Gees playing in the background. This is so funny. You know, it's got a great intro, and then they come on with that. It's like listening to Charlie sing.
Okay, all right, there you go. They're gone.
Thank you.
WNEW.com. Click on the instant feedback icon and tell us which city you guys think we should go to.
Fantastic.
Right. And here are your options. Reno, mm-hmm. City number one. City number two, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
City number three, Long Island, New York.
Very good.
Number four, Annapolis, Maryland. Number five, Stockton, California.
There are your five cities.
You guys have an equal vote. There are six of us. You guys will be the seventh vote. We'll announce the winner on tomorrow's show. Okay, now, keeping in mind that they're sitting in the back room with the finger on the button. Yeah. You never know what the censors are really going to be upset about. For some strange reason, the censors are always very, very upset about this next bit.
Oh, I guess I need the training men theme, I guess.
Yeah, we'll use that for this. What the heck? Because even though we're not doing our homo voices, we're going to be doing our fake radio show right now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody. My name, Mike Oxbig.
My name is Mike Latouris.
That's how we have to say it to do this bit.
We have to slow it down. We've been chastised in previous bits for doing it too close together.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig,
and I'm Mike Latouris.
And here's the setup. You've heard of frying your brain with drugs.
Yeah.
But the folks in Evansville, Indiana, prefer frying their brains with sautéed onions. No kidding. What are they frying up? According to Peggy Hunter, Evansville, Indiana's...
Peggy what?
Peggy Hunter.
Peggy Hunter.
Evansville's signature meal is something called a brain witch, which is basically a pig brain sandwich.
I went to school with a Mike Hunter.
Let's get her on the line. Now, we don't have to worry about this. Do we have any permission to put you on the air? Because we've already pre-called to tell her she's going on with Mike and Mike.
Oh, good.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
How you doing? Happy Monday to you.
Good to be with everybody. Boy, let's fry up some brains. You know, sweetbreads and lots of animal insides are usually quite a delicacy around certain parts of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting. I'm Mike Latouris.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
I'm Mike
Oxbig.
Thank you. The next voices you'll hear will be Mike and Mike.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody they're listening to the Oxbig Latouris get together.
Thank you on nine.
On nine. Okay, here we go.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 2 minutes after the hour. It's the Mike and Mike Show. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris. And you know, with the Super Bowl just around the corner, people's attitudes turn to what they're going to serve up for the big game.
Let's go now to Evansville, Indiana. Wow, real people.
Yep.
Joining us on the
Middle
Mike
America
and Mike Show. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
Is this Peggy Hunter?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, whatever the time is.
Good afternoon here.
Great Indiana. Hi to you, Peggy. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Thank you. Great, darling. Can you tell us about the brain witch? Oh, let me just mention, hello to all of our stations on the Westwood One Radio Network. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're talking to Peggy Hunter about, I guess it's frying up some of those Indiana beef brains. Is that right?
Pig brain.
Wow. Pig, is it pig or beef?
Beef.
Yes.
Sorry.
Right. Hey, Mike Latouris?
Yes, sorry, Mike Oxbig.
And corrected.
There you go. So, Peggy, can you tell us what's the process involved in frying up the beef brains? Huh?
We get the brains and they get cleaned. They put them in a breading and they fry them.
That's very interesting.
On the grill.
I'll tell you, I do remember a delicacy we served in Latoris' household. Mama Latoris would make a big bowl of tripe, which is kind of an entrail dish. Have you ever heard of that, Peggy?
Yes, I've heard of tripe.
And, right. Of course, in the Oxbig home, tongue. Always a favorite. A nice tongue sandwich.
Oh, I tell you, there's nothing quite like the Oxbig tongue.
Let me do the quick Bing Bong, 4 minutes past the hour. Traffic, weather, together, coming up. Don't forget when we're done. Today's marijuana laws, are they too strict or not? That's the topic with Joseph Ardinger.
Yeah, Joe's always got a fascinating show brought to you by Normal, the national organization to legalize marijuana.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latoris.
And you're listening to Mike and Mike Talk to America. We're on the line right now with
Peggy Hunter on the Oxbig Latoris get-together.
He's in Evansville, Indiana. Can you tell me something? You work at the Dogtown Tavern. How many of these? That's the name of the place, correct? The Dogtown Tavern.
Peggy, can I ask you, do they have a cigarette machine at the Dogtown Tavern or whatever?
They have a cigarette machine.
That's Dogtown Tavern.
Dogtown Tavern.
How many of these brainwiches you selling a day?
About 15.
15? Are they? What do they taste similar to, Peggy?
I have never tasted one.
You've never eaten brain?
No.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I don't think I would either. I'm Mike Latoris.
Or tongue.
And this is Mike Oxbig, and of course everybody's thinking about the big one this weekend, the big pigskin, the little Super Bowl, the big party happening this weekend. Gosh, it's like a national holiday. Hey, with the St. Louis Rams going against the Cinderella New England Patriots, you know, that I can't say this for sure. But as sure as my name is Mike Oxbig, I may try to make one of these pig brain sandwiches.
It's beef brain, Mike. It's beef.
Sorry, Mr. Latoris, for the big
that's okay.
For the big Super Bowl game.
I'll let you slide on that one. Peggy, do you give people a lot of tongue on the weekends?
I certainly try.
That's wonderful. But I guess primarily the specialty of the house is brain, fried brain.
Yes.
What kind of bread do you serve the brain on, Peggy Hunter?
We serve it on a hamburger bun.
Hamburger bun. Hey, you know, I hate to keep doing this. I'm the traffic cop here. Let me just say, bing bong, it's 6 minutes past the hour. News and traffic together. Don't forget Terrorist Watch this afternoon. Kind of like our version of America's Most Wanted. The man we're looking for today is a known Arab terrorist who's traveling by the name Kenneth C. Stephen.
But don't buy that. We know that he's a mullah, and we hope we can bring him to justice. If you see Ken Stevens, make sure you report him to the proper authorities.
What you do is you call the hot phone right here at the Westwood One Radio Network, and we're trying to fight the war on terrorism. Don't forget, you know, if you don't watch the Super Bowl, the terrorists win.
That's
Let
right.
me just say that, and this is Mike Oxbig.
And Mike Latoris talking to Peggy Hunter about frying cow's brains. I have to tell you, Peggy, I had an uncle, Cletus Latoris, that actually used to fry kidneys, and they were mighty mighty nasty. I don't mind telling you. Have you ever fried up a kidney for a kidney pie like we used to do in the Latoris household?
I never have.
Okay.
I got to tell you what I've got happening.
What do you got happening, Mr. Oxbig?
I'll tell you, Mr. Latoris. I imagine this weekend I got a big game, church, and then the Brain Witch.
Ah, you're going to make a Brain Witch. You're going to do that.
That's a big Sunday. Bing Bong is now 7 minutes past the hour. Traffic and weather together are coming up.
Fantastic.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Michael Latoris.
And we're on the phone with Peggy Hunter from Indiana.
Talking about cow's brains. Where do you get your cow's brains, Peggy?
They get delivered here by a company named Surefine.
Surefine cow's brains.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Hey, don't forget, when we're done later today, Charlie Warren will be by for Fast Flicks. Also, News Clues. And Michael Elson will be by with Look At Manassas. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latoris.
And also, this program reminder, Inside the Great Ape House.
Oh, very good.
Tonight with your host, Charles Boyle. Let me tell you something.
Charlie going to be doing his usual of throwing something against the wall and seeing what sticks?
Yeah, as always.
Very good.
I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latour.
And let me just say, Peggy, I apologize that the niggas read all of these promotional announcements.
It's a busy little radio station. I'm sure you can understand that, Peggy.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
For my Super Bowl Sunday, I know I'm going to be having the Nacho Cheese Tacular at the home. Mrs. Oxbig will be there, and we'll have all the little Oxbig. You know, as a matter of fact, the great thing about the Super Bowl, whether it's a nacho cheese or a pig's brain sandwich, is that it brings all the Oxbigs together. All the little Oxbigs, all the big Oxbigs, all the middle sized Oxbigs.
Has your cousin gone back to Czechoslovakia yet?
Who's that?
Yuri Oxbig.
Yuri will not be with us this year for the Super Bowl.
That is such a good,
but
such a good guy.
I'll be there. I'll stand there. I'll slice and dice the tofu turkey, and I'll say, I'm Mike Oxbig, and I want to share this with the entire Oxbig clan for Super Bowl Sunday.
Nothing like that Oxbig turkey. You going to deep fry it this year?
Well, it's tofu.
Ah, tofu turkey.
Tofu turkey.
The Oxbig tofu turkey. That's mighty tasty. But not like those cow's brains that you'll be serving up. Isn't that right, Peggy Hunter?
That's right.
That's right.
You tell us, Bing Bong, it's 9 minutes after the hour.
Hook 'em if you got 'em.
This is Mike Oxbig.
And this is Mike LaTorres.
Jew in a Gentile world with Steve Goldstein tonight at 8.
Steve will be talking about money laundering
on the Westwood One Radio Network. We're running out of time. Finally, can you tell us something, Piggy Hunter? Hey, everybody. Bing Bong. 10 past the hour. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike LaTorres.
Can you tell us what a pig or bull brain sandwich tastes like in one word, Peggy?
Bad.
Bad. even with the onions, is that right?
Even with pickle and onions.
Even with pickle and onions. I appreciate your candor, Peggy Hunter.
Allison, we want to thank you for joining us on the show. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike LaTorres.
We love calling the world. Hold on just a second, Peggy. You know, we're going to send her a Mike Oxbig, Mike LaTorres t-shirt.
A t-shirt we're going to send a comb to?
She could not have been nicer.
Okay, all right. Do the post-interview.
Hey. Hi, this is Carl. How do you think it went?
Carl.
Yeah, they're good guys. They get a lot of good material. But we'd like to perhaps have you on regularly. Call you back.
She was happy.
No, they don't like to discuss that.
So we'll send her a free carton of cigarettes.
But we will send you a carton of cigarettes if you can tell me your brand, darling.
Marlboro Reds.
Red? What? Marlboro Reds. Yes, very good.
That's what is
so I think we'll call you on every Monday at this time. So clear your schedule.
Andrew Lawrence.
Thank you, Peggy.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell her we want to get her back on and say, who's your favorite that we want her to tape to say, this is Peggy Hunter from Evansville, Indiana. I listen to Mike Oxbig and Mike LaTorres.
Walk her through it, Rob, and then we'll get her back on.
Okay, you may want to jot this down. What we'd like, we do this with all our guests.
Make sure you spell it
really well. We'd like you to say, hi, this is Peggy Hunter at the, what's the name of your restaurant? At the Dogtown Tavern in Evansville,
Indiana,
and I listen to Mike. Are you writing this down?
I believe she is.
And I listen to... Well, we want to get your names in.
The first is. He's what he spells it. That's what.
What? Well, come on, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
Oxbig. O-X-B-I-G. Mike Oxbig. And then the other Mike, his last name is LaTorres. Capital L. Small A. Capital T. Small A. Small U. Small R. Small U. Small S. Okay? Now I'm going to put you back on with the guys. And we'll get this on tape. Hang on for me, Peggy.
There you go.
Okay. It's raining men. Hey, everybody, we almost forgot. Bing Bong, welcome back. 13 past the hour. Traffic weather together. Come on up. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike LaTorres. And we always like to get all of our guests to give the special celebrity greeting to the Oxbig LaTorres get-together audience.
Did you talk to our producer, Peggy?
Yes, I did.
All right, if you wouldn't mind, now, spotlight on Peggy.
We're rolling tape for Peggy's greeting, and let fly, Peggy.
Hi, this is Peggy Hunter at Dogtown Tavern in Evansville, Indiana. I listen to Mike Oxpig and Mike Latouris.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, honey.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye now.
You too. Have a good day.
Martin and Marlboro Red's coming your way, Peggy.
Bye. Great.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Lovely lady.
Bye-bye.
Lovely. Always a pleasure. I'm the Oxpig Latouris get together.
And, you know, I really was just, I was all I could do not to laugh. She took it very seriously and wrote everything down.
Yeah. Good, you know, are you people at the station? Are you Nazis at the station?
We can isolate that greeting from Peggy, too, and play that whenever we are so inclined.
We can do that, Bill. Owning a radio was strictly forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story today?
Today, the U.S. is asked to turn over some prisoners.
Some prisoners? Is that real, too, Robbie?
Real number two.
Hi, this is Peggy Hunter at Dogtown Tavern in Evansville, Indiana. I listen to Mike Oxpig and Mike Latouris.
He sure does. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
All women should do that, incidentally.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Because
the chit-chat, a-hole. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay, a brief bumper. Just brief. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, tomorrow we'll finally start rating the women. All right, promise we'll get to that tomorrow. Plus, Ron on the show tomorrow teaches house sprouts how to dance like whores, like how to dance like exotic dancers, excuse me. Exotic dancers, Don, like strippers.
Ah.
She's coming on tomorrow, and also tomorrow, O for Cash Money. The debut of Who Do You Know?
Who Do You Know?
We like that game. We'll play that tomorrow. And we'll announce the Las Vegas-style show in your home winner.
Very exciting day on the show tomorrow.
On tomorrow's episode. And now...
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike. It appears the Saudis make up most of the 158 suspected Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners being held in Cuba. And now Saudi Arabia's interior minister says more than 100 Saudis are among the detainees. He also says the kingdom wants them handed over for interrogations at home. They're already being interrogated by U.S. officials at Guantanamo. And American officials say they just might send some of the prisoners to their homelands so long as their native countries agree to punish them. That could save the U.S. some money.
That's a good move. Yeah, get them over there. Just, you know, make sure they put them in jail.
American Special Forces soldiers and Afghan troops have launched a final assault on a hospital in Kandahar where some Al-Qaeda fighters have been hiding. They say all six of the Arabs holed up in a second-floor ward were killed. No casualties among the Americans or the Afghans. The U.S. soldiers wore buttons on their mission that read, "I love New York."
Bye-bye.
More and more pilots, yeah. More and more pilots and flight attendants are learning.
That is so cool.
Isn't that nice? There's a real connection there between the guys fighting on the front and the people at home. More and more pilots and flight attendants, meanwhile, are learning the martial arts and carrying mace in Hollywood, Florida.
Hey, hello. How are you doing? It's Jackie Chan. Snatch this pebble from the center of my hand, grasshopper.
Here, now we take you to one of the training sessions, incidentally. I put my hand where?
Okay,
so I don't understand. The pressure point, you're saying, is directly under the throat?
Oh,
that hurt.
And
I can totally disable a man by simply pushing on this button on the back of the...
Like
this.
That's
like what Mr. Spock could do on Star Trek. This martial arts stuff is cool.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Thank you,
Wang. Hey, Wang.
Oh, if you're asking, I'd like some orange chicken. I don't know. Mike, what would you like? Kung Pao shrimp, please.
What do you mean you don't have any peanuts?
Christmas spring roll? Buzz?
I really like the steamed dumplings, please.
Okay, right. 15 minutes. Thank you.
In Florida, a former Green Beret and SWAT leader is among those offering counterterrorism courses for airline employees. The teacher's also a national judo champ and an award-winning marksman, and he says his classes have been packed.
I've seen some of these guys on TV, and some of them I know are legitimate, but
right.
Some of them are hucksters.
Some of them come from the land of the DA.
Lisa, you are on the air. You're always going to get some of that.
Right.
And it's happening more, and business has been booming for these guys, especially since the shoe bomber incident. The instructor says he's negotiating with a couple of major airlines to offer special courses for their crews.
Did anybody see the guy on the Today Show that showed you how you could attack one of these guys with a rolled-up magazine?
Funny you should mention that.
Yeah, really?
Among other things, he's teaching them how to use objects commonly found on an airplane as weapons against the terrorists.
Right.
Yeah, here is our expert.
This is Sam Hill.
Please, come on.
Just roll it up tight.
They say like a well-aimed can of soda can take a guy out.
Sure.
So remember that. Two updates on the crash of that jetliner in Queens back in November 1st. Government investigators are just now getting their hands on video of the plane's fall from the sky as taken by a toll booth security camera. No word yet on why this didn't come to light sooner. The other development is in the latest Time magazine. It reports that one of the companies that sold parts for the Airbus A300 is being investigated on fraud charges, selling used parts as new. Now, that Queen's jet may or may not have had some of those parts, but they appear to have been on an identical jet that crashed in Italy 2 years ago.
You know, unrelated.
Yes?
I'm writing myself a note here.
Right.
You got to remind me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just write it down. Brian Wilson. There is not a bigger Brian Wilson fan on the face of God's earth than me.
Right.
And I seriously think that Brian Wilson is like the this generation's Beethoven.
Very important.
I really think the guy, Pet Sounds, the whole Beach Boys thing, he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a CD, Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy.
Uh-oh.
And he has, some of the melodies that Brian Wilson wrote and the arrangements and the music, to me, I listen to it and some of the Beach Boys stuff, it's like classical music.
Right.
Let me just say that up front. However, I bought the CD called Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy. There are some tracks on there that are so
audible.
No, he's audible, but he sounds like... You know this guy that we play all the time? Right here?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Wilson.
This, I know we goof on this and say that that this is Brian Wilson.
Melody of Broadway.
Melody chants, la, 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 night, and today, oh, melody chants, your worries away, la, 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 la.
Okay, but that's fine.
I'm buying this Brian Wilson CD because I think that he's a genius. And I'm listening to it, and he's got an orchestra, and he's got background singers that sound like the Beach Boys.
How old is this CD?
I mean, is this a relatively new?
Brand new.
Ah. Brand new. And one of the songs is All Summer Long, which is one of my favorite Beach Boys songs of all time. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Sitting by the fire all summer long. The first line he sings is, remember when I spilled coke all over your blouse? Now, and I can't sing.
Right.
But it sounds like...
Remember when I spilled coke over your blouse?
So he's really in rough shape.
Yeah, it's like listening to a retard do karaoke.
And somebody's recorded him?
Yes, and obviously there are Brian Wilson fans like myself who have bought this. It's a double CD, Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy.
Wow. Are we going to have some amusement with this?
You are going to hear it on tomorrow's show. And as a matter of fact, he does. he doesn't sound so much like this guy here as he does like Bill Murray and Caddyshack.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack.
That is wow. Really... Well, Brian, I just wrote myself a note. I'm going to bring the CD in tomorrow.
Right, good.
I hate to do this because I love Brian Wilson.
I understand, but it's your duty to this radio listening audience.
The guy is a freaking genius. I'm telling you, these are haunting melodies that stick with me, that are the fabric of my life. Mm-hmm. But I put this in my CD player, and I about peed my pants. It is... fracturingly funny.
He's been through a lot.
Can't wait, Pete. That Brian Wilson cannot sing his own song.
That is worth tuning in tomorrow.
I will bring that CD in tomorrow.
Good, very good.
At the very beginning of the show. We got to Buzz, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Made me think of, I was looking for a CD for the next music break, and I was thinking, well, you know, the Beach Boys song would sound nice, and I thought, well, I've got that Brian Wilson. Now, you know what? If I bring that in now, we'll never get out of here.
Oh, summer long.
You know, and I mean, he's got the great background singers that sound like, ding, 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 sitting in my house outside your city.
And it's really horrible.
It's all it.
We've been having fun all summer long.
Poor Brian.
Look forward to hearing that.
And the guy's my hero.
Right.
Yeah, I know. And the guy's like Beethoven, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow. I promise.
I'll bring it in. I wrote myself a note. But hold on there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
JFK's Opie and Anthony.
The Naughty Heidi contest. And we want the other cities to get involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to opieandanthony.com. While we're on the air from 3 to 7, you just go down to the radio station where we're broadcasting on.
Yeah.
And they got someone with a digital camera, so you show up with your Naughty Heidi. The turnout, quite frankly, disappointing so far, but we need more ladies to come out of the woodwork.
That's the problem usually with our contest. The girls look like they did just crawl out of some woodwork.
Take them on! Not me! I'm too young to drive! Oh, the pain, the pain!
They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors. Don and Mike.
All right, let's clear them out. $100 right now for call 100-877-365-3636.
All right. That's the nationwide number dialed like crazy, won't you please?
Come see your fighting gunner balls. Continue our bowling excellence.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, we're going to take on a group called the Turd Cutters.
Can't wait.
Wednesday night, though, gunner ball bowling, 9 o'clock at Chantilly Bowl America.
Go bowl!
That's in Chantilly, or as stupid people say, Chantay, Virginia.
Chantee,
excuse me.
Well, I'm a stupid person.
Our thanks to Michael Weiss. He will be in the Olympics on February 12th and February 14th, going for the gold for America.
Go get that medal, Michael.
Yeah. And don't forget the Las Vegas-style show in your home. Going to announce the winner tomorrow. You, the Don and Mike listener, have a vote. Go to WNEW.com. Even if you're listening to us on tape delay, go and vote for the city that you think deserves it the most. The letter that accompanies the city that deserves it the most. And good luck. It's Reno, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Long Island, New York, Annapolis, Maryland, or Stockton, California.
Very exciting competition.
Those are the five best letters we received. We're going to one of those places this Saturday night. And now here again is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Actress Kim Delaney, who played an alcoholic cop on NYPD Blue, has been arrested for drunken driving.
Well, I like her.
Yeah. The 40-year-old was picked up Saturday after a citizen called police to report an erratic driver. Police say she refused a breathalyzer test. If convicted, she could get a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. She won an Emmy for her role on NYPD Blue, in which she appeared nude with actor Jimmy Smith.
She is...
This little girl had knocker!
Oh, she is a turbo hottie.
Uh-huh. The person who will lead us in the fight against colon cancer shall be known as Polyp Man.
Polyp Man!
The Ad Council and the American Cancer Society came up with the character for a new round of public service announcements encouraging people to get tested. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Polyp Man is described as, quote, a pesky character dressed in a large red polyp suit.
History will not be kind to Jackie Gleason.
Shouldn't he be brown? I mean, shouldn't he be wearing a brown suit?
Well, the polyp actually, and especially in the little camera they put inside you, it's actually sort of reddish.
Greetings, citizens! Yeah. But I know that your poops are brown.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, the polyps get washed off before they get examined.
Yes, pink in there.
Yeah.
It's very bright pink. I've seen pictures of my own.
Yeah.
I still would vote for a brown uniform. I'm sorry. What about Jackie Gleason?
History's not going to be kind to him, at least not in the made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, he was brown.
The movie is based on interviews with people who knew him, including Art Carney and Paul Newman.
Art Carney!
The movie called To the Moon.
I know that you know that you want to F me up the A.
The movie will focus on Gleason's relationships with people and on his legendary financial problem. To the Moon, it's called.
The Miami Beach audience is the greatest audience in the world.
God, I got a chill of BM waiting to cut out.
Man, it's hot here in Miami. Take a look at my shorts.
Polyps are brown.
Yeah.
My stain is orange.
In sports, Marty Schottenheimer's on the beach in San Diego. The former Washington Redskins coach is expected to officially join the Chargers today.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
After flying there yesterday to meet with the general manager.
And he'll be double-dipping.
Word is, yes, Marty will make $10 million over the next 4 years. Same deal he signed with the Skins, and he still gets $3 million from that deal.
Christ, that's like a Griezmann deal.
It's good word if you can get it.
Really, I mean, not since the Griezmann is such a person of such a small amount of talent and such a large amount of money.
Pretty incredible. And finally, Michael Jacobs of Mesa, Arizona, has found out at an early age he's not cut out for a life of crime. The 18-year-old admits he robbed a drugstore, but he says he dropped his gun and broke it on the way out. The next day, gun broken, police say Mike turned to using pepper spray to try to rob a supermarket cashier. But the spray put more hurt on Mike than it did on the cashier, and the would-be robber had to use his asthma inhaler to get up the strength to get away.
Everybody freeze.
But even that didn't help. He got back to his rented car, only to discover he'd locked the keys inside. He then smashed the window with a rock and finally got away. But then he was recognized by the cop who pulled him over for driving without his headlights. Crooks are still DAs.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You made that up, that story. That was the made-up one, right?
A true story. I swear to God, it really happened.
Could have been better if you would have made it up, though. You get a real one like that, you just punch it up a little bit.
Yeah, at the end it catches on fire. I could use your help with that.
All right. You got my email, just, you know.
All right.
Pop it over. I'll be glad to punch it up for you.
There you go.
That's it. We got to go, everybody, again to vote on your city for the Las Vegas Style Show. And we're going this Saturday for the big Las Vegas Style Show. Go to WNEW.com. Click on the Don and Mike icon. And simply tell us which letter, which city. Announce the winner tomorrow. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I am Colin Hendricks.
You are? What's your name, my friend?
My name is George.
George, where are you from?
D.C.
George. Take $100.
Wow, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
We're going to force him to give us some decent prizes to give away.
Yep.
We have to go to the well 150 times. Giving away cash. Giving away the cash. The money. Enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. Good job, everybody. Had a good time today. Thank you for all the great calls. We will see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Hello, Austin.
You.
You.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
I can.
Can you?
I can.
What did that pin say that you got up in New York?
Take
the time.
Take the time to be kind.
Take the time.
Yes.
Rob, please throw your coonskin cap in the air, just like Sidney, Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Well, now. Mike, you,
I was thrown off by the tip.
We're trying to impale the boy. We will see you tomorrow, everybody.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye. Hey, that sounds good. All the mics are still on, huh?
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.